I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out.
Yellow model chin. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. It's like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years, in 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She wax it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors, Ari Kari. Look at me now, look at me now. Oh, I'm getting paper. Look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my. Shut up, your chick, if you with it, I can get it. And she accidentally slipping all on my. Oops, I said, oh my. I ain't really mean to say oh my. But since we talking about my, all of you here to say hi to it, I'm done.
Hell Breezy, let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
She really, really wanna pop me. Go! Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I gotta be a little cocky.
No!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it, dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bang. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little far. A nigga better call a rap, and everybody know my style. And niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I bang in the east, and I'm banging in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the shooter, you can read it in the press. Did you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go and try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling and set it and I get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it. And I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh Zito fan, dash the niggas, how y'all doing? I'm Latunche, I'm a nuisance, I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges, I don't eat sushi, I'm the initial, I'm pollution, no substitution, got a bitch in play, in movies in my jacuzzi, this so juicy, I never give up a flat hater, got money on my radar, dressed like a skater, got a big house, came with an elevator, you niggas ain't eating, let's take up a waiter, Molly said shoot him and I said okay, if you want that bullshit, then I'm like Olay, I don't care what you say, so don't even speak, your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil, that's word to my flag, and my flag red, I'm out of my head, shit out of my mind, from the bottom I climb, you ain't hollering at mine, nope, not on my time, and I'm not even trying, what's poppin', slime, nothing five, and if they trippin', poke on five, I ain't got no time to shuck and jive, these niggas as sweet as pumpkin pie, rockin' Sprite on a private flight, still havin' tights and got in life, and my pocket's white, and my diamond's white, and my mama's nice, and my dad is dead, you faggot scared, cause I'm too wild, been here for a while, I was like, fuck out, I put it down, I'm so young, money, if you got eyes, look at me now, Steve, look at me now, look at me now, how? I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah,
I'm fresher than okay, okay, is that right? I'm fresher than a muff.
Good time, good time. Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Life for you, 'cause you are my dream.
Mojo Jojo,
Grace Lee,
and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Jojo,
Grace Lee,
and Angelic Copter.
Magic
89.9. I can make your bed rock, girl. I can make your bed rock.
She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive verb. And now we murderers because we kill time. I knock her lights out and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth. Got the team, cold as a winter's day, hot as a summer's eve. Young money thieves, steal your love and leave.
I like the way you're walking if you're walking my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she knows she bad. And I got a grocery bag.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is the G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock.
I guess it's my turn. Maybe it's time to put this on your sideburns. He say I'm bad, he probably right. He pressing me like button downs on a Friday night. I'm so pretty, like, be on my pedal bike. wipes. He say, Nikki, don't stop, you the bestest. And I just be coming off the top as bestest.
I love your sushi roll, hotter than wasabi. I race for your love, shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, cause I'm not just anybody. I seen him stand in line, just to get beside her. I let her see the Aston, and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear, you need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl, I thought I recognized her.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue.
Said I'm caged in, I think her conscience is, she watching that Oxygen, I'm watching ESPN, but when that show ends, she all on my skin, low chance, slow emotions, roller coaster, like back and forth, hold it, she pose like it's for posters, and I poke like I'm supposed to, take this photo if you for me, she said don't you ever show this, I'm too loyal, and too focused, to be losing, and be hopeless. When I spoke this, she rejoiced it. Said your words give me open. So I closed it with your closes. I'm only loving for the moment.
She ain't got a man, but she's not alone. Miss Independent, yeah, she got her own. Hey, gorgeous, I mean flawless. Well, that's what you are, how I see it is how I call it. Yeah, look at how she walk. She know she bad. Do your thing, baby. I ain't even mad, and I ain't even fast. Stay a while, hold your head, Chris. I'm a
trick or treat. Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is a G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock.
Listen to the world famous Magic 89.9 here on this Thursday morning. It is 6:33. Welcome to the program, kids. It is, let's see, the four of us, you guys, phone number 631-0899. This, I think, will pretty be, I think today's going to be a good show.
I have a feeling.
Actually, you know what? Scratch that. I think today's going to be the best show
ever.
Sincerely. I mean it. 100%. 631-0899 is our phone number. 1-800-10-KILLERBEE in the provinces. We have got a lot of calls coming in right now, and the little kid waiting on deck to get on the show.
Hold
we'll take him
here
in just a little bit. My name is Mo. This here on my left is Grace Lee. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Mojo. And good morning, everyone out there.
Stretching her arms out is the Angela helicopter. What's going on, Chop?
It's good to stretch in the morning. Good morning, everybody.
And you.
Good morning, Mohan. Good morning, Grace. Good morning, Chopper. And good morning, Universe.
Hi, Joe.
Let's get these kids on the phone and out of our lives quickly. June, you're on the show. What's up?
June.
Hello. Hi, June.
How are you?
I'm fine.
No, you're not. Little kid problems.
What's going on?
What's going on? Talk to us.
What's wrong, June?
It's just that, wait, Dad. He told me he has a crush on my best friend's mom.
That asshole.
Who does?
Really?
Who does?
His dad.
No. It could be something like your dad jokingly said.
Dad should not be joking.
Very pretty naman yung mom ng friend mo.
How do you know?
Do you know?
Stop downplaying it, because he'll believe it, and only thing it's serious.
He's
supposed to upgrade it.
How do you know that your dad has a crush on your friend's mom?
He still told her. Told him. Was he being serious?
I don't know.
Did it make you feel bad?
because I love my mom and dad.
Thank you. Aww. See?
Aww. Yeah, yeah, that's why I'm trying to downplay it, because maybe it is not as bad as you think, dear. Because sometimes, joke lang yung dad mo na para, what?
Come Grace, on, Grace, Grace.
Make it worse,
you know what this is called? This is called bad advice. All right?
Whatever.
This is bad advice. All right? Listen.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank
bad
you.
Advice.
Yeah. All right, Gase, you can take it.
That's an
listen, here's the problem is, if you downplay it, Grace, and say, oh, it's nothing, to the next thing you know, he's going to find a letter, a text message, and all of a sudden, hindi sabi ni Ate Grace o Radyo, walang kwenta naman to.
No, but you gotta make her at least trust him, that his father, her father, won't,
why not?
Won't actually tell his own daughter that he's seriously...
It's a boy, it's a boy.
Son. Kaya nga, it's like, oh, anak, chicks yan pare. Oh. Trash ko yan. All of a sudden, that's what I'm hearing.
No, maybe
June, you gotta talk to your mom. Did you tell your mom? Did you tell your mom, June?
Okay.
Yeah, tell your mom, June, and do this. Go, Dad, start crying. Left eye first.
And then,
that's the one on the passenger side. Left eye cry, and you go, hey, Dad, that hurts my feelings. I love my mom, and I hope I don't grow up with that kind of attitude. Sayang, ikaw pa naman yung role model ko. And then he's gonna go, oh my God, and he's gonna feel terrible.
Yeah, just tell him that you felt bad heart. So that he has a chance to explain himself.
And tell your mom.
Now, Junjun, ito ba yung first time na nag-chicks yung dad mo?
Oh, hindi nag-chicks yung dad niya.
Please, please. Nag-chicks ba yung dad mo first time?
Before, my mom told me that my dad has another wife.
Grace, Grace, kiss my ass, Grace. Kiss it. It's brown.
No,
it's slightly hairy, but it smells minty fresh.
What kind of... Wait. How old are you? Why are your parents telling you these things?
The mom. Hey, hold on one second, Judy. Let me explain to Grace what real life is like.
Young.
Okay? Grace, mom is crying. Only child. Has no one to talk to. No one to open up to.
No, but moms don't say things like that to their children at that
dads
age.
Dads shouldn't be telling their sons.
That's what I said.
Womanizing dads.
That's
should what... I know, but what I'm saying is, Grace, stop downplaying it. In our country, in our society, where men cheat on their wives at an astronomical clip.
Is your mom there? Can I talk to her, please?
Can we talk to your... Where's your mom?
My mom's at work.
All right.
Oh, Junjun, I'm so sorry.
Junjun, you tell your dad that you will not tolerate that behavior, A. Now, B, it hurts you. Cry. And see, I don't want to grow up like you if this is how it's going to be. Sayang, you're my role model pa naman. All right?
Thank you.
Hang in there, brother. And if you need anything else, you call me. I'm going to be there for you, okay?
I think his parents are separated, no?
No.
No?
Are your parents
Come
together?
Come visit us anytime.
All right.
Are your parents together or are they separated?
Hold on. Chopper.
Does your daddy live with you? Do your dad and mom live together or no?
Yeah, they live together.
Guys, that's so obvious. All right. Junjun, hang in there, my friend. You're a strong man. You're a strong man, all right?
Bye, Junjun. Take care.
Rock on, brother.
Bye. Have a good day in school,
you're welcome.
All right?
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. That's what we do here, man. Little kid problem. 631-0899.
Because even at my age, I don't think my dad or my mom, if something happened, would tell me.
Grace, you've been doing this for 5 mother effing years, right? You've been doing
this
before I even met you, okay? Just because it's in your life doesn't make it in everyone else's.
Okay,
you
Jen,
and your,
Mo?
I have this friend,
you,
or
Mo?
I have
oh,
my
even
own.
You, Mo?
Yeah.
Like, do you think your parents would tell you, I mean, would have told you when you were like 10?
Hey, listen,
I'm cheating on your mother,
know,
or
we
your
don't
mom
know,
would tell you that
we don't know
your
the,
dad cheated on her?
We don't know the parameters of the story, right? What if
that's
the kid,
too young.
You know, what if the kid caught him? What if said, alam mo, mommy, nakita ko si daddy, habang may... And then,
can you
okay,
not
well,
make a whole movie out
no,
of
No, what I'm saying is just because it's not as exactly as it is in your household doesn't mean
that
it's
not... But it is
not
something that is only exactly true in my household. This is a general fact,
no,
isn't it?
No,
nowhere else
no.
That you don't
what
tell
country
your children?
Do you think we live in, Grace?
Okay, how old is Junjun?
This is the country that, A, oh, anak, bili mo ng sigarilyo. Oh, sige. Oh, try mo. Puff, puff. Sige. Puff, puff. That's how it works around here.
It's so
yes,
sad,
they
do.
Oh,
they
do take their kids to the whorehouse at 11, 12, 13, whatever.
They do. 11, 12, 13.
What country do you think
they
we
do.
Are in?
They do. You know what? I seem to forget.
Thank you. So hush up when I'm talking because you know I'm right.
No, you're not right.
Oh, please.
It's
everyone
it's
in the room. Who's
it?
Are you with me
whatever.
Or are you with the North Korean?
No, the
Thank
thing is,
South Korean.
I'm with North Korea. Hello, you're the North Korean here. You're acting like it. You're speaking like it.
Well, I'm the North Korean.
Yes.
How dare you? I'm sure you have cousins there. I have not one.
Maybe.
Hello?
Long lost
sure you
cousins.
Have cousins there.
Which makes you the North Korean. Hi, who's this? This is very mature. Yes.
Super.
It's me, Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. Our favorite kid caller.
Bora is for?
Don't.
Good morning, guys. This is the best show ever.
Thank you.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Carlos.
You are so cute.
Carlos, you can be my son's friend.
Carlos, really quick. Bora is for?
Fuck.
Yeah. My
stop.
Friend.
You are teaching this kid. You're
a shame on you. Hey, listen. I've been all but positive today. All right, Carlos. What do you got for us, brother?
Can I please talk to Ate Grace?
Yeah.
Hi, Carlos. Yes, what is it?
Are you really going to give me 5,000 pesos?
Yes, me and Kuya Mo will give you 5,000. So you can come here with your parents anytime, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 9 in the morning, okay?
Pero I would advise you, Carlos, being...
can I go now to your radio?
Sure, we would love to meet you.
Carlos.
Okay.
You can come now Carlos.
You know me, bilang Philippine genius... I would rather you take a mocha frappuccino, which is a Starbucks drink, very delicious. I say you take that over the 5,000 pesos.
Why?
Because Grace kissed it.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Do not fall for his trick.
Don't fall for it. Carlos is too smart for this.
Maybe that will be my baon for Boracay.
Yes, 5,000 pesos. Carlos.
So wait, when are you coming here?
Now.
Wait. Oh, the signal's so bad. The cell phone.
Can you?
Oh, what?
Carlos, are you late for school?
Carlos. Oh!
Oh my God, he's gone.
Carlos, libre mo ako sa Boracay, all right?
Well, you've been late for school. Is he still there?
Hello?
You cut him off, really? Hey,
he's
gonna be scarred for life. Carlos, just come here today, all right?
Carlos, isn't your father cheating on your mom that you have to address?
Oh my God,
no.
Don't you have to address that? That's a bigger issue. Hello?
You, Kim Jong-il. We'll see you in a few minutes, Carlos.
Kim Jong-il. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Yo, what up, this Chong?
What's up?
Chong?
Like mother apple?
What's your name?
It's Jong.
Jong.
Yeah, I know, I'm going to change my voice because it's kind of personal.
Okay, because I thought you were going to tell us to... What does the Transformers guy say when he wants all the... when he wants the Autobots roll out.
Autobots roll out.
All right, Prime, what's up, brother?
All are one.
Oh, you sound like the Exorcist.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good because I got to cover it up.
I got you, brother. So how often do you cheat on your wife? Let's go.
No, that's the thing. I've never cheated on my wife yet.
Okay. But
I love it, and I love her and shit like that, dude, but...
Did you,
just
say the S word?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
No, yes.
Please don't.
All right. So, that's the thing, though, but I've stayed perfect and everything, even if my job involves lots of girls.
Yeah.
I stayed loyal, right? But I know in the future, guys will just be guys and shit like that.
Hey, stop with the S word! You come
What is wrong with you? One more.
Okay, first of all, what are you? You're in pharmaceutical sales, med tech, what
real
are you
Real estate.
Here?
A pimp?
Let's just say F&B.
Food and beverage, so he's in the club scene.
Yeah.
No,
that's F&B, friends and benefits.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha. The question?
The question is, dude, so do you get it out of your system now, or just wait for it to happen in the future?
You love your wife?
Hell yeah.
Okay, you see that passion when you say yes, that I love my wife?
Yeah.
So there's no getting it out of your system. There's no doing it so you can finally...
get it over with.
No.
Nothing. Not now, not in the future. It should never happen, ever.
Keep your wang in your pants.
Did you love your mother?
Yeah.
Did you love your mother?
Yeah, parents been together 40 years.
Yeah, and you loved her dearly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and if her dad did that to your mom, would you be pissed off?
Guys, thank you for backing up my position. That's what I needed.
All right, brother. Hang in there, man.
Oh, I have a question too, bro.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, dude, you're like, I read this blog where they talk stuff about you, man.
About me?
Yeah.
Dude, man.
Like dissing your co-host. Is that true?
Me? Oh, no. That's just cheesemus, my friend.
Cool. All right. Stay cool, man.
It's the truth.
Bye-bye. Me? When did I diss Willie Reveille here? Ever?
Oh, no. Are your co-hosts here?
No, they were talking about
him.
Dissing Willie.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not true.
Oh, my co-host on the radio show. Oh, we'll go. I just called this girl North Korea.
You, Kim Jong-un.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Nika.
Nika, what's going on? What happened to you? I can feel it. What did your dad do?
I just wanted to tell Grace that
Filipino parents do tell their kids these things.
At that age?
Yes.
It might not be the right thing to do.
I don't agree with it. I just don't think it's right.
Well, it's not right. Guess what, Grace? You're the only one who doesn't agree with it. And then in about 5 minutes, you start.
Hey, a lot of people agree with me that things like this cannot be done
should
in a normal
done.
Family.
Should not be done.
But it happens. Listen, in a normal family.
That's why we're
exactly.
so mad because
that's
it is
what,
happening.
That's all I'm saying.
Well,
that's all you're saying. That's all I'm saying. And I didn't know what was going on, and it shouldn't go on.
We try to shield these children as much as possible.
Exactly.
Okay, Nika, what's up, Dov?
I don't know. I'm just really concerned about my sister because it's really hard for her to take. I mean, I understand that she should be aware of the situation because, you know, my parents are living away from each other. But, you know, parang it's hard for her. It's affecting her studies and stuff.
Yeah, it's tough, especially at an age like that, 7, where, I mean, of the younger ages, I would say the most... I mean, I have no psychological background for this, but to say I'm so, kind of on my own hunch here that 7 would be of the most devastating of ages. I mean, every age hurts when you're young, when you see your parents live apart and stuff like that. But I think 7 is tough. Maybe 4 or 5 would be difficult. And then again, 12, 13. I mean, it's going to be like that. No, there's maybe 2-year gaps there where it's not as damaging. Again, I have no basis for that scientifically. It's just... I just, on a hunch, from experience, looking at other kids and stuff like that, 7's a tough age to see your parents go through that. It's just, man, support, show her that life goes on, these things happen, get her involved maybe in activities with the church. I mean, just a support group so she doesn't feel alone and doesn't feel like she's the reason.
Yeah.
All right? How old are you?
Sorry?
How old are you?
17.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, it's tough. And I'm happy that you take it into consideration that she might be having a really hard time with it. And maybe taking a step back from your own personal kind of feelings about it and prioritizing anything that might happen to her.
Yeah. That's love. Motherly and daughterly love.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yeah.
Grace?
Yes.
The thing is, they're gonna ask it. It's like, sempre they're wondering why dad's not here and how long it's gonna take until daddy moves back in. So, you know, you can't keep lying forever because they're gonna catch on.
Yeah, try not lying as too often as well. Just say, you know, hey, listen, it didn't work out. You know, I'm sure they have a concept of relationships breaking up, especially from what you see on television so often and stuff like that, with parents separating, and they're gonna hear it in their own school playground. So you kind of just lay it on them as honest and gentle and as, I don't know, supportive and consider as possible, so when they hear it from you guys.
And I think the problem also is that sometimes parents underestimate the intelligence of their own children. Sometimes they know, it's just that they pretend they don't know and gives the parents the chance to explain to them in their own words.
But they know, but they don't understand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You all right, Chopper?
Okay.
Hello?
You Kim Jong Il talaga din.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Hi. Hey, Grace. Yeah. This is Mayette.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to agree with Mo with regards to that 7-year-old kid.
What about?
Yeah, because about the mom telling the child.
Yep.
Because like I got separated from my husband. And she was 3. And I guess it's best that the child knows. Because my daughter was already going to school.
Yeah.
And then there are some kids who ask, oh, where's your dad? I saw your dad with someone. It's best that it comes from the mom.
Yeah, you know what? I agree that it should come from the mom. And yes, as young as maybe what you're saying, 3, 4, 5, that you're supposed to tell them in the most delicate manner what's going on.
Actually,
but for me, I don't agree with the fact that the mom or the dad is telling their child the main problem, like cheating or womanizing, you know, stuff like that. I feel like, okay, if the father's not there, if the father's not there, probably the mom can say, you know what, you know, your father loves you very much, but he can't be here. He can't be here with me. But we both love you and stuff like that.
What we're doing is we're mixing both calls, though. They're separate in nature. The dad maybe was, yes, you're right, was messing around. But in that messing around, there's a lot of damage to the kid. And we see that so often in our culture where the guy tries to teach his kid the macho ways by, oh, the more chicks, the merrier, and all that stuff. But you have to understand, you a-hole fathers, is that these kids love their mothers immensely. And anything that kind of makes their mom feel bad, they're going to absolutely take it rough. And then they're going to be an a-hole just like you. Don't worry, that will happen. Because you're a prick.
Yeah.
It'll happen in time. But don't damage your son, your daughter, or whatever by saying something that's insensitive towards their mother. You piece of ass. Thanks for the call, baby.
Love it.
Thank you.
All right, you mother F.
Well, I guess sometimes mother knows best how to do it, when to do it, but
yes. Why don't you eat a fat D while you're at it? I'm sorry, what?
No, it's only 6:50.
Yeah, sometimes I get carried away. 6:51 is the time, Grace. My name is Mo. We are taking a ton of calls here. Yes. That's Grace Lee on my left, the Jill Copter, her right, Mojo Jojo with Paramore. I'm in the business of misery, but take it from the top. Great song. Paramore.
And you have to end it like that.
But yeah, cool, yeah,
like,
yeah.
If this silence right after.
Yeah,
it's so
exactly.
Energetic.
Thanks, Craig.
Love it.
You could be a DJ. You know what? You're there. One day.
I've been here for three years.
One day. It's going to happen. let's get to your phone calls here at 6:55 before we take a commercial break and start with Russell. Russell, what's up?
Hello. I've been listening refusal for 5 years already since I was grade 2.
Good man. Wow. Good man.
And you're a grown man now.
Yeah, and I love your show. It's the best.
Oh, ever.
Ever.
Thank you.
Not as bad as Keegan Delmar. Yeah, what's up, though? How can we help you, brother?
I have some jokes.
Hell yeah. Oh, no, dude. Can we hear it?
Did you get this from Rex the Red last night?
Hello?
He has no
he
idea.
He has no idea.
Okay, so, Chopper, you can't do that reference.
This is the first joke.
All right, go.
Why don't nuns wear bras?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Why do nuns wear bras?
They don't wear bras.
Show for 5 years.
You know why?
Wait, Grace, you're ruining his thunder here.
Why don't nuns wear bras?
Oh, yeah, why don't nuns wear bras?
Why?
Because God supports everything.
Oh, that's kind of it's nice but not nice. But
it's solid, not that funny.
Solid.
It's not that funny.
It's not Medeo Cruz esque yet.
All right, next.
Okay, do you mind? It's kind of racist.
This show?
This is the best show for that.
Hey, have a seat. Make yourself feel at home. How can we help you?
Okay.
Do someone want an iced tea?
What do you call a Mexican that lost his car?
A Mexican that lost his car. What is it?
Oh, no. Carlos.
Okay, is that it?
I have more, but I don't. It's gonna take so long.
Good man, he knows when to stop.
I know.
Exactly. Strong. Hey, thanks, Mr. Brazil. We appreciate it.
But don't joke like that in school in front of your nuns, huh?
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we don't have nuns.
Good, good. No nuns. Fantastic. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Look at that first hour go by fast with these kids entertaining us. I love these children. They make our job easy. You can laugh at them when they're crazy, make fun of them. They're so touching when they say, aw, things. It's great. They're good entertainment. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chris.
Chris, what do you got?
Hi.
Well, first, I really appreciate it that you guys are quite family-centric when it comes to your topic. That's one. Aside from you guys being so smart in terms of what you talk about, you guys know what you say. Hello?
Yeah. I got you.
Okay. You guys know what you're talking about and all that kind of stuff. Oh, by the way, kids nowadays are quite, you know,
knowledgeable.
Smart. Yeah, they know everything, man.
Can't fool them.
Or that Boracay kid yesterday was quite awesome.
Carlos. Carlos. He's coming here today.
It's for fake.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. Before, I remember, your parents would go, oh, nakita mo yung polisaya. You keep doing that. Huliin ka yan. So my friend tried that with her own daughter. Oh, you see that policeman? He's gonna catch you. Mom, he's not a policeman. He's a guard. And plus, he's getting paid by the mall.
Oh my
god. Not to catch children, but to catch bad men. And I was like,
it's like a mini
Mohan. My god. Right. This child is
changing society. One child at a time. Listen to this show.
Is Carlos the magandang umaga kid also?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
All right. No, because that kid was a big kid. This kid was 7. Chris, what can we do for you, sir?
Well, it has something to do with this upcoming craze called Twilight. Now, I know that a lot of you guys are trying to market it quite well because, you know, it's selling like hotcakes practically.
You know, if I may, yes, sure. Guilty on the selling Twilight the past couple of years. But I feel like it's lost its luster and Hunger Games has taken over.
What is Hunger Games?
Huh?
What's Hunger Games?
You don't know Hunger Games?
No. What is that?
Screw you,
what
Joseph.
What is that?
Like, it's better than Twilight. The movie's coming out soon. Oh, it's so... it's so good.
Is there anyone cute in it?
It's a book. First movie's coming out still.
Oh, we don't know who the star is.
You told me
about this book. It's
Hunger Games. How dare you?
Sorry,
I love
sir.
Hunger Games, but is the last book out now for Hunger Games?
The latest book is out.
But see, the thing. I want it to finish so that I can just stay at home and read the whole thing continuously.
Grace, stop it.
Grace said that, but she's wearing an Edward Cullen shirt. I like my men cold, dead, and sparkly.
Okay, anyway, what do you got, dude? Twilight craze.
The material is quite good, I would say, but I don't think that it's something that's age-appropriate to some kids because for some reason it gets the hand of several kids as young as 7 years old, anybody who can read. And I just have some reservations in terms of it. You know, it's quite Freudian in its nature.
Yes. You know, sleep with a vampire, don't sleep with a vampire.
Right. I mean, what if this kid can bite on something else that we don't know, right?
I'm sure they can.
I just think with any really popular material, it's going to get broken down like this to a point where you're going to try to find something that's inappropriate for the young people and all of these. But, you know, you come on. It's everywhere. You can't blame... Twilight's barely even that, I don't know, dangerous of a read for children.
Oh, yeah?
The TV right. shows out there are... We talked about this slightly yesterday. Mm-hmm. The TV shows out there are bigger problems.
Yes. Worse.
Like, for example, like HBO
billboards are a bigger problem.
Getting worse and worse and worse.
Which one are you talking about? Which,
no, like, I don't Spartacus. Think it's age appropriate for a lot
Spartacus,
of children
yeah.
who can Enicus really watch it on cable TV.
Right, and these kids, like we said, are super smart. They can download this stuff. They can find it on these streaming channels and all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't think the craze of Twilight can even be blamed even a little bit if a child is hypersexual or something like that. That's the television, that's the internet, that's this radio show, that's a lot of things that go beyond picking up that book and flipping page to page.
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Crystal. But I hear you out, though. I totally hear you out about... But I think it's just a little too much of a target when it's not that big of a deal compared to the greater evils out there. All right?
Well, I guess at the end of the day, it has something to do with the parents controlling it or something.
Absolutely. And it's just going to... That is the true test. Can you control it? The answer, no way. I mean, you can make a valiant effort at it, but boy, these people at the playgrounds, once you get a couple of those kids that their parents don't control at all, guess what they have in their hands? Hard drives. External hard drives. Where they're like, oh, look at this. Look at my SpongeBob SquarePants external hard drive. When you put it in there, Maria Ozawa, bam, pregnant.
Maria Ozawa.
Pregnant?
Bam, pregnant.
Bam, pregnant.
That's right. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks so much.
Bye. You don't know Bam Pregnant?
What is Bam Pregnant?
It's internet thing. It's like when you see a picture of a really hot, hunky
hot
dude,
girl?
Like
okay.
you know, say I don't know Derek Ramsey for example,
okay.
right? You put him on your desktop, a picture of him, and underneath he's just staring at you, and you, underneath you go Bam Pregnant. It's just because the moment you like that in the movement is gonna.
Oh my gosh!
You don't know Bam Pregnant?
No.
So popular, guys. Come on.
Popular, cute.
Hey, get in with the times.
Good morning to Paula Bidiones.
Paula Bidiones.
Morning,
Bam, Bam. Right. Hello.
You have to play the song.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Leah.
Hi, Leah. What's up?
Regarding the Hunger Games thing, it's finally finished.
Oh, is it?
Is the fourth book?
No, it's only three books.
Three books? Okay.
Ooh,
yeah. The third book came out last year, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, late last
finished.
Year, October.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? I thought there was a fourth book coming out. Okay, I'm buying it today.
All right.
Yeah, there's like a box set
And aren't you so excited about the movie? Doesn't it look, oh, it's just going to be so awesome.
Oh, the cast seems so good.
Yeah.
Especially the main character. It's going to be played by one of your favorite child actresses, Mo.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah, Josh Hutcherson from Zathura.
I was just going to say that. Totally. Thank you. Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. All right, love. Thanks.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
Have a good one. Bye. Whew. All right, we got to take a commercial break. It's running out of time here. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Should we talk about how and when your parents had the sex talk with you since we were kind of slightly on this topic? And not really, because the kids by now should be in school. I want to know from the three of you if it happened at all, when, and of course, more importantly, how. How did your parents have a sex talk with you?
Oh, gosh. I don't even...
Boobs like this! Nipple like this!
Yeah.
My parents never talked to me about anything sexual like that, except when my brother was at, like had like a pregnancy scare that he thought his girlfriend was pregnant, and then my dad took...
I'm sorry. Your brother had... But you're the eldest. So
I'm the eldest.
You must have been tiny when this happened.
Not tiny, but I mean, I was a teenager already, like probably 15 or something, but my brother started early, or was dating girls early. So my dad gave a talk, and then it was the funniest thing.
Wait, pregnancy scare? How old?
No, because my brother was making rumors that he did something with a girl, but you know how kids are. Like, they were just saying that.
Joseph, the question was how old?
Sorry, I'm 15.
You're 15, him.
So, 13, 14, something like that.
Okay, good parenting.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
So then... My dad took us down to the basement, and then sat us down, and then but the funny thing was, he was like, "Guys, do you know how girls get pregnant and stuff like that?" And then I'm like, "Yes, Dad, of course I know." And then he said, okay, Joseph, you can leave. And then he told my two brothers, and I was like,
and you think you can go there, go.
I was like, how come my dad didn't give me the birds and the bees talk?
Because he knows.
And then I asked him that later on, and he's like, yeah, because I know you're not going to get anyone pregnant, so that's why I said you could leave.
Oh, gosh. You know what? The closest thing to anything sexual that my family has tried to tell me was my grandmother when I was in high school.
She's like,
you know, men are more important. Because, you know, she's very old, very traditional. So sons, boys are more important to them. You know, men are more important. Because women are mere carriers.
Wait, stop it. No, real quick.
Who texted?
Kids are in school by 7:30, not 7. My children in the car with me still.
Who's that?
Oh, I don't want to let her. The kids get all mad and stuff.
Sorry.
You know, yeah.
No, I mean,
sorry.
But this is this will help them.
Ate Grace will say it
very nicely.
No, this will help them also.
No, and Lola's like, okay, you know, women are mere carriers of men's seed. Men go and plant their seed.
Hold on, I gotta live in this era. This is awful.
Hey,
your role in life is to carry my seed.
And my Lola said, so, you know, men go around, plant their seed in the
mouths.
In the what?
In the lot.
I'm sorry, Grace. Grace, listen, your Oriental accent is very difficult to
I'm trying to do it because it's my grandmother. I'm trying to entertain you guys.
Okay, planting in the seed in the lot.
Yeah. In a lot, in like a property.
Sure.
And my Lola said, and your body is a property.
That's
so you have to take care of it.
Magubat ba sa property mo?
Dad, you're not making any better. Kids listening, didn't you listen?
Anyway, my dad was the one who tried talking to me about the birds and the bees.
And it's German.
Yeah, because my
tell me what he said.
I'm sure my in German.
The cultural difference. Let's see.
No, because I found out that he
hold
talked.
Hold on, it went something like this. Chopper.
What is it?
Come here, Chopper. I'll talk you something. Sexual intercourse.
And then you go,
Dad, sorry, too late. And then he goes, bah, go back.
Whatever. Back.
All right, then go ahead, continue.
No, I was trying to get something for my boyfriend at that time,
right.
And some chocolates, I think, from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like,
chocolate.
He was probably thinking, oh, now she's treating this guy extra special. She might give in soon if she hasn't yet, right? So he talked to me, like, here's the box, and I also got him some perfume, and you know what? There's some condom there inside the
box. No, he didn't. How old were you?
There's some condom there. I think it was 18 or something.
A liar.
You're such a effing
liar.
You're
like...
You're such a horrible liar.
Prom. When was prom?
Oh, 16.
Oh, so 16.
Lyle.
Yeah, but doesn't mean I had sex at 16. Come on, he was just giving me. So there's some condoms in there. I was like, what? And then, come on, let's sit down.
Oh, are you serious?
To do that? It's like, so have you and then he. Oh, I almost said the name. Have you and exercised already? What do you mean exercise? You know, exercise. You and him together. I'm like, oh my god. You know what, Pop? You don't have to do this anymore. I know how, you know, protection, whatever. Da, 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 I'm good. Okay, good to know. Pats my back and leaves.
So far from the seed and the property.
And then
I was talking about.
In shock, I go to my brother's room and I talk to him. Like, I can't believe Papa tried to give me the talk. I was like, oh yeah, yeah. When I was 12, he talked to me about it.
Ano ba talaga, 16 or 12?
No, my kuya. So my kuya, he got the talk from my dad at 12.
I feel like you tell the girl at 12 and the guy at 16, quite honestly. Oh. All right, let's take a break. Back after this, I'll go away.
Good Times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Sound na mga text offers. Iisa lang ang may kakaibang lakas. From Smart, bago, lahat text only 25. Ang unlimited text to all networks. Na ngayon, mas pinatindi pa ng free 10 minutes of calls.
It's all under control.
25 pesos lang.
Message sent to all.
Kaya text LTU25 to 2266 now. Dito ka na sa leader in wireless. Smart.
Calls are consumable smart to smart. Available to smart prepaid subscribers. Offer valid for one day. One peso balance must be maintained. Read flyers for details. Promo runs until November 30, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 6512, series of 2011.
Are you a geek? A funny guy? A sports fanatic? Or just a gorgeous, sexy chick? It doesn't really matter, because there's a pasta plate for everyone at TGI Fridays. It's a festival of pasta, with lemon chicken piccata for all your sporty buddies, and the fresh, flavorful sausage and broccoli pasta for the geeks. Go to TGI Fridays. Mo pasta plates for all kinds of mates. There's Mo at Fridays. Like us on Facebook and play our game, or visit us at fridays.com.ph to receive a gift coupon. Promo period is from August 1 to October 31, 2011, per DTI NCR permit number 5427, series of 2011.
Hun, how nice should it be to wear a million worth luxury watch?
Or maybe drive our own Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, mad ideas.
At Resorts World Manila, those mad ideas are coming true. Shop, dine, enjoy, and relax, and get a chance to win insanely huge prizes for our mid-year madness. Two Mercedes-Benz B160 and 2 million pesos worth of luxury watches from Washington Jewelry up for grabs.
Remove gift certificates and a smart LED TV.
Or Samsung Galaxy Tab, iPad 2, laptops, digital cameras. 8.7 million pesos mad prizes at stake from July 1 to August 25. Join Mid-Year Madness at Resorts World Manila. See posters or log on to rwmanila.com for details. Like RW Manila on Facebook.
Resorts World Manila.
Don't miss the chance to drive your own Mercedes-Benz B160. Dine, shop, relax, and enjoy at Resorts World Manila to join the mid-year madness. Raffle draws are on August 11 and 30. Visit Resorts World Manila today.
Grabe ang sipon ko. Ikat sa ulo. Si Cliff kaya ako. Ang grabe sipon. Iba sa ordinaryong sipon. Kapag may pratong ilong, nagnat at bigat ng ulo. Dapat Triforce Action Decolgen lang.
Boss, nag-decolgen ako. Hindi na ako nag-leave.
Grabe. Model employee.
Sa grabing sipon. Triforce Action Decolgen. Phenylephrine HCL, Chlorphenamine, Maleate Paracetamol is a generic name of Decolgen. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Ma, gusto ko ng laptop.
Ng ano?
Laptop.
Ay, naku, linisin ko muna tenga ko, ha? Bili muna ako ng Baby Flow Gentle Pads.
Sa malinis na tenga, panalo ang pamilya ng
laptop! Gadgets galore!
May trip to Hong Kong pa!
Buy Baby Flow Gentle Buds. Text in the code and you can win. Sa safe and hygienic 100% cotton buds, panalo ang tenga. At sa malinis na tenga,
panalo ang pamilya
with Baby Flow!
Baby Flow Gentle Buds. Sali na. Up to December 15. See posters for more details. Per DOH FDA permit number 0614, series of 2011.
Yan si Ana, napa-bungee jump. Yan si Ana, nung nag-propose ang boyfriend niya. Yan si Ana, nung nanalo sa loto. Bitin ang ginhawa ng lozenge, di ba? Dapat kasi nag-bactidol. Up to 12 hours na protektado ang lalamunan, kaya mas sulit. Dahil kung hindi... At yan si Ana na sinasabing babalatuan daw niya ako. Bactidol, the number one doctor-recommended throat solution. Hexetidine is Bactidol. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Uy, Angelica, loko. Ang lagkit ng tingin ng mga boys sa akin.
Malamang, girl. Ang lagkit ng mukha mo eh.
Ganon?
Mag Pond's White Beauty Naturals ka na kasi. Natural dahil may camellia leaf extracts. Mabilis ma-absorb for that non-sticky feel. At syempre, para pinkish white ang skin mo.
Angelica, loko. Ang lagkit ng tingin ng boyfriend mo sa akin.
Uy, ang confidence level. New Pond's White Beauty Naturals. Try it.
Meet Pond's Naturals endorser, Miss Angelica Panganiban, this Sunday, August 28th, 2 p.m. Visit Pond's Naturals booth in SM Mega Mall, upper ground floor, building A, and get a free skin analysis and a photo op with Angelica. See you there.
Kids, do you sing funny? Snort when you laugh? Or wiggle your nose when you think? You're not that odd, just fairly odd. So come join us at the Fairly Odd Parent Show at Ayala Malls. Live at the mall near you. Text Ayala Malls to 2948 for schedules. See you there.
Ma, can I go biking with Ben?
Go ahead, anak.
Yan ang todo bigay na nanay.
Pwede po ako mag-swimming?
Sure.
Hinahayaan mag-enjoy ang bata sa pagkabata.
At...
At sa unang sintomas ng sipon?
Don't worry, anak. May pambatang ni Yosef.
Ito lang ang may Symptomex formula. Todo luna sa sintomas ng sipon.
Todo saya ang pagkabata.
Basta sipon, ipambatang ni Yosef agad. Rekomendado ng mga todo bigay na nanay.
Phenylephrine HCL Chlorphenamine Maleate is the generic name of pambatang ni Yosef. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Dear Kuya Rob, I'm torn between two loves. Yung isa takes me places, cause I love to travel. The other takes me shopping, cause I also love to shop. But I have to choose. What should I do?
Dear Torn, there's
no need to be torn. No need to choose because you can get both with the Robinson Cebu Pacific MasterCard. Earns you flyby points for flying Cebu Pacific or shopping at Robinson stores. Plus 8% rebate on payday weekends. So torn, don't get caught in the middle. Get a Robinson Cebu Pacific MasterCard. Yours truly, Kuya Rob. Per DTI NCR numbers 4312 and 5460, series of 2011. See flyers for details.
Brought to you by Robinson Cebu Pacific MasterCard, a brand new way to fly and buy for free.
Hi, this is Leia Salonga. When it comes to buying fresh chicken, sigurista ako. That's why I choose Bounty Fresh, the first chicken in the Philippines na vacuum sealed ang packaging, kaya garantisado malinis and sealed in ang freshness. It's no surprise that Bounty Fresh has been awarded Best Poultry Dressing Plant in the last 4 years, and they are the only Philippine company to ever win the Asian Livestock Industry Award. That is why Bounty Fresh is the only chicken I trust. Bounty Fresh, Asia's best.
Winner of the Asian Livestock Industry Award 2009 with highest distinction in industry leadership, technological excellence, and food safety.
The advanced high-speed diesel fuel is here. Petron Turbo Diesel. Engineered to provide extreme power, maximum fuel efficiency, and non-stop cleaning action. Petron Turbo Diesel, the future of high-speed diesel.
Get a free Trapal and tire cover from June 1 until August 31 at participating Petron service stations and auto supply stores in Metro Manila. Per DTI, series number 4584, series of 2011. See posters and print ads for details.
Grabe ng sipon ko. Ikat sa ulo. Si Cliff kaya ako. Ang grabe sipon. Iba sa ordinaryong sipon. Kapag may paratong ilong, nadlat at bigat ng ulo.
Dapat Triforce Action Decolgen lang.
Boss, nag-decolgen ako.
Hindi na ako nag-lean.
Grabe, modern employee.
Sa grabing sipon,
Triforce Action Decolgen.
Phenylephrine HCL chlorphenamine maleate paracetamol is a generic name of Decolgen. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
At Shell, our scientists have developed Shell Fuel Save Unleaded, the new fuel that replaces our Shell Super Unleaded fuel. It can help save you up to 1 liter of fuel per tank. So whether your car sounds like this, this, or even this, you can still save on fuel at no extra cost, which sounds like this. Try new Shell Fuel Save Unleaded.
Based on a minimum tank size and fill-up of 50 liters. Comparison against standard unleaded fuel. Savings may vary according to vehicle, driving conditions, and driving style.
Are you adventurous enough to try something new? Are you cool enough for some sizzling fun? Are you strong enough to party all night long? Para sa iyo ang new The Bar Citrus Tequila. May citrus flavor kaya suave ang lasa. 70 proof strong so you can party harder. But are you 18 years old or above?
Party harder with new The Bar Citrus Tequila. Shoot with lime and salt. Drink moderately.
Good times with Mo Twister.
Jojo,
Grace Lee,
and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Back on the program here at 7:18 on this Thursday morning, 25th of August, 2011. If you just tuned in, thank you very much for being here. We have some announcements. Joseph Chopper, Grace, what's up?
Thank you to Majolica Majorca, a great line of makeup, sister company of Shiseido, so you can be sure of great quality and yet very, very affordable. You can find them at Watson's and SM department stores. Also saying thank you to Hairwork Salon and L'Oreal Professional Hair Products.
Joseph?
Saying thank you to the guys over at Flawless. Like them on Facebook. It's Flawless Face and Body for whatever promos they have for every month. There's something new. And on Twitter as well, it's My Flawless.
Chopper.
Thank you to Forever 21 and Kai Kwasa of the Makeup Forum. Thank you. I love you so much. And also to Dr. Vicky Bello. Thank you. Thank you so much for my Bello beautiful body.
May I throw in a little plug here for insogo.com.ph?
Oh,
deal site. Let me see here. Stats. Ooh, 50% off minimum on everything they have. Up to 90% off. Great deals on things like, I don't know, tours abroad. Airline tickets, buffets, spa stuff. I mean, it just goes on and on. And sogo.com.ph, give it a look, and I'm sure you will find something you dig there. I want to give away some TGI Fridays gift certificates here also again. You know how we were giving away yesterday by playing Yabang Mo?
Yep.
Maybe a little bit later on the show, we'll go ahead and incorporate that in the program. All right, let's get to these phones, 631-0899. If you want to call us, get yourself on the show, and let's start with this girl here. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Joanne.
Joanne, what's up?
Yeah, I want to inform you that the VMA on Sunday will feature a footage / teaser trailer for the Hunger Games movie.
No.
And
yes.
It will be introduced by Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, great. This is awesome.
VMA,
yeah.
They'll post the footage in their, and the MTV VMAOTV.com after the awards.
Sweet. And this is on Sunday, their time, our time?
Their time. So
okay, so Monday. Awesome. Thanks for that. Thanks for that info, dear.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
UFC also this Sunday.
Really? Again? Isn't there UFC every Sunday?
No. Like every two Sundays or whatever.
All right. Who's fighting?
I believe it's Silva, Anderson Silva.
The
okay. Spider Silva.
Gotcha. All right. Never heard of the guy. Hello?
What?
Is he the bald guy?
Yeah, the bald. They're all black bald guy though. That's tall and long and who's
long?
Really good.
No, long, tall, black guy. Let me see here.
Oh, come
here.
On. You know
never
Silva.
So could have never. Could
you
have
know been. Silva. You like him. You said you like him.
What? Who the hell are you talking to? I hate the MMA.
Not
hello?
If you were to choose.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
C1.
Hi, I'm Al.
Hi, Al. What's up?
You're talking about Bridget of East earlier.
Sure.
I was with my son.
Yeah.
And my nephew from the United States. And in spite of my nephew being in the United States, his father's ultra conservative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't let them watch kissing scenes or whatever. And he's older than my son. So I told him, oh, I'll show you Birds and the Beast, but you cannot mention it to anyone.
Sure.
So I took him in a girly bar.
Oh my God.
And you know, my father in law. My father-in-law, just please explain.
Well, he saw you there.
Nah.
All
somebody
right.
Squealed.
Okay, and then you got in trouble?
Yep, I did.
Yeah, see, you're exactly the guy we were talking about, Grace, earlier, where they think it's a good idea that, you know, kids should know about these things. And instead of having a conversation, just throw them out there with nudity.
But he's 18 already,
you knew that family was really conservative, and you know that would be just like putting a 10-year-old there in terms of how much it would hurt them.
So why do that?
I understand. However,
I'm 33. I've never been to a girly bar in my life.
There's no excuse for bringing a boy, either he's 18 or 12, for that matter, to a girly bar.
He's 20 and 18 at a time. And,
it doesn't
and,
matter if he's 18. Like, a man grew up to be 40 years old and never stepped into a girly bar, like Mohan here, and there's nothing wrong with him. I mean, is he sexually deprived because he doesn't go there?
Yes.
Or is he less of a man because he doesn't go there? Of course not.
I don't go there as well. It's just as a matter of...
I know why you're saying that, because in our country we think it's a brilliant idea to expose them to that, but it's what we do.
How
and that's
it,
that's what it is.
What did you guys do in the girly bar? Just watch the girls dance, or did you
watched, and then I just bought them some drinks.
What's the difference? I'm sure that kid watches porn anyway.
It's different, Joseph, because yes, I watch porn. I like a nice Google Jack session every now and then, but
I am
certainly not going to go to a girly. It's just so aggressive and raunchy and raw.
It is. It is.
Right?
It's so tacky.
Yeah,
come
it
on.
Is. It is. And it's degrading.
Exactly.
I mean, like, watching
you
porn,
put
yeah, it's
down
like
that?
It's too. It's a girl guy. They're getting yeah, but no, not there. I mean, it just it's really degrading. All right. Anyway, here's the question I want to ask. Wait, let me get to this guy here. Hello, hello, guy. Good. He's gone. When it comes to the conservative people,
mm-hmm.
and I know we're talking about sex here a lot, but this will be the last one, and then I want to get your backstories as we did last week. You're born again Christian. You listen to the show? Call us up 6310899. All right.
We're very similar with born again Protestants. I mean,
sure, right, okay, but the born again's hardcore. All right, Joseph, I know you don't like the born agains. Okay.
Well, so they're all Protestants.
Yeah, I know, but I know you're not a big fan of theirs. So just
I'm not biased. That's why
he's, no, he just doesn't like them. That's fine.
It is biased.
No, but he's not.
Like?
I'm not asking for his opinion. I'm just saying, hush up there, because when I say born again, the first thing he goes is, "Oh my God."
That's what I thought in my head.
Yeah,
when he said that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, just calm down with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when you're super religious, and I'm just using born again Christian as an example, you could be hardcore Orthodox Catholic, whatever it may be. How often, because you know not to have premarital sex,
mm-hmm.
how often do you have the urge though to have sex? Like, how often does your body want it? Right?
Yeah.
Because when you're not thinking of it as a sin, then you're just looking out to get it, right? You're just you're just trying to find an opportune time to go ahead and engage. But when you're super religious, it's like, oh my God, I can't do this because I'm going to go straight to hell and all of these things. Okay, fine, I'm going to remove it from my brain that I'm not going to look for it. I'm not going to tempt myself. But it's hard, literally and figuratively, to just kind of not have the urge. So how often do you have the urge when you're trying to erase it from your mind, is my question. You could probably ask a priest the same thing or a nun, yes?
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
All right, so let's get to some of these calls. If you're super religious, you come from, I mean, not you come from that background, but you absolutely practice it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, call the show right now, and we want to ask you that question.
I hope priests or nuns call
Hello? Me. Okay, they're running away.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Bea.
Bea, super religious?
Not really, but I try to go to church every weekend.
Okay, well, we're looking for super religious here because I want to know how often you have the urge to have sex as someone who's kind of like faith, you know, live by faith
and religious
kind of style. Anything else you want to add before we get to these real people?
Okay, I just want to say hi because I almost listen to your show every day 2 years ago when I go to school with my sister, and now it's my first time again to listen to your show. I'm going to work actually right now.
Right.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
that. I want to say hi. Hello.
All right.
Hi, everybody. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Let's take these calls, 631-0899. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Alan.
Anna or Alan?
Alan.
All right, Alan, what's up?
Yes, I was super religious back then.
Yeah, and?
Okay. Yeah, and I can't fight the urge.
So how often? Daily?
Yeah, very often, and the result was I was tiwalag in INC.
I don't know?
Tiwalag.
What does that mean?
Outside.
Hey, Korean.
Yeah.
Translate. Oh, okay.
You were excommunicated.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, bye-bye. All right, next call. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yahoo!
Hello?
Turn off your radio and listen to your phone.
Next call. Magic, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, who's this?
Kevin, I'm not a born again, but my wife is and my family. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Next call, hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Sorry, bye.
This is Joy.
Joy, what do you got?
Yeah, this is my first time to call, but I was just very interested in the topic about born again Christians.
Yeah, what do you... Are you born again Christian?
Yeah, I am.
All right, so you obviously know that premarital sex
is... I have a question before I'll answer your question.
Totally, go.
How do you define religious, first of all?
You know what I mean. The
practicing kind.
The casual.
There's lots of implications about
It's people who practice it, who fear God to a level, to a point where...
Okay, I got it.
You know what I mean? They follow the Bible, all of those things.
So the question is, how do you control the urge, right?
Yeah.
How often do you think about it?
Okay, first of all, we are normal people, and we also have like that.
I didn't say that. That's the reason why the question exists,
yeah,
right? Because I know you're normal people.
Here's the question. Girl, how horny are you, and how often do you think about sex? There.
A lot of people says I'm hot, but, you know,
only
by the grace of God.
Oh, gosh. See what I mean?
And every time I have the urge, what I do is...
Go.
What I do is I take a cold shower, that's it.
Okay. How often do you take a cold shower? How often do you take it?
Who's this? Is this
Angelicopter? Angelicopter.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The girl with the boobs on the billboard.
You know that I'm pretty sure because if you know our menses are coming up.
Totally. Hey, this girl. Hey guys, why? Hey, don't knock her. That's right.
Are you horny every day?
Oh, not really. Not every day, but I think...
Well, once a week.
Wait, I didn't get that. Did she just say that she'll act up on it after her period because she knows she's safe? Is that what she said?
No. You know how throughout the month and stuff like that, there are certain kind of days where you are more...
Because of your hormones.
Yeah,
all right.
And it's those days that it's worse and she has to take cold showers. Now, on a weekly basis, do you think about it and you have that urge and then you just take the cold shower? At least, let's just throw a number. 2 times a week? 3 times a week?
Yeah, I guess 2.
Gotcha. Hey.
Good for you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I can soap your back in the shower.
Bye. Mojo.
Hello? Joseph, see what I mean?
Sorry.
Told ya.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Alberto.
Alberto, what's up?
I'm a priest.
You're a priest?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, hi, Father.
And in what area are you a priest?
Northern part of the Philippines.
Okay. May I ask for certain things? Like, you know how sometimes when people call the show, they go, "Hi, I'm smart," and I go 8 times 7. They're like, "Whoa." What's the 9th commandment of the 10 commandments?
It's actually we're now basing the commandment in the 2, and not necessarily on the 10.
All right, how about the old school number 9, the one we all grew up with? What's number 9?
Thou shalt not steal.
Oh, you liar. You are a liar.
Get out of here. You want to be priest? How dare you? It's this.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Are you Catholic priest or what are you?
But that is also stealing, diba?
No, but the thing is,
that's number 6, though.
No, no.
Okay.
Are you serious? Who are you?
I am. No, I'm Alberto.
All right. Hold on.
Give me one more
here. Which psalm is Paul's description of love?
It's,
get the hell off my show, you imposter.
Everyone knows
that.
Just
said it's too.
Hell, please. How dare you? Hello?
It's
screw that mother.
It's Psalm 316.
All right.
You better confess that's a shame.
That's a shame. All right, let's take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls regarding this topic. Are you super religious and how often does it,
And what do you do about it? take a cold shower.
Take a break. Back after this, I'll go away.
Good times. Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Helicopter.
Magic 89.9.
Last time, we gave you 500 reasons to get a Tattoo MiFi stick. This time, we're giving you 1,000 reasons to buy it. That's right. You can get the Tattoo MiFi stick at 1,000 pesos off. At only 3,995 pesos and speeds of up to 3.6 Mbps, get ultimate value for money. Tattoo MiFi. Costs less, connects to more friends and devices. Tattoo. Live without limits.
Log in to tattoo.globe.com.ph, call 730-1010 or visit a Globe store. Per DKMCR permit number 5807, series of 2011. Promo period is from August 6 to November 3, 2011. Minimum GPRS speed of 3.6 Mbps is 12 to 48 kbps.
Hi, this is Leia Salonga. When it comes to buying fresh chicken, sigurista ako. That's why I choose Bounty Fresh. The first chicken in the Philippines na vacuum-sealed ang packaging, kaya garantisado malinis and sealed in ang freshness. It's no surprise that Bounty Fresh has been awarded Best Poultry Dressing Plant in the last 4 years, and they are the only Philippine company to ever win the Asian Livestock Industry Award. That is why Bounty Fresh is the only chicken I trust. Bounty Fresh, Asia's best.
Winner of the Asian Livestock Industry Award 2009 with highest distinction in industry leadership, technological excellence, and food safety.
Ma, gusto ko ng laptop.
Ng ano?
Laptop!
Ay, naku, linisin ko muna tenga ko, ha?
Bili muna ako ng Baby Flow Gentle Pads.
Sa malinis na tenga, panalo ang pamilya ng
laptop!
Trip to Hong Kong pa.
Buy Baby Flow Gentle Buds. Text in the code and you can win. Sa safe and hygienic 100% cotton buds, panalo ang tenga. At sa malinis na tenga,
panalo ang pamilya.
With Baby Flow!
Baby Flow Gentle Buds. Sali na. Up to December 15. See posters for more details. Per DOH FDA permit number 0614, series of 2011.
Thanks for calling McDelivery.
Miss? Pa-deliver kami ng
Big Mac,
Butter Fries,
dalawa,
KFC,
2-piece chicken nakdo, and extra rice, 6-piece nuggets, pati medium drink.
Sabay-sabay na order. Ayos yan sa McDelivery. Order as much as you want. Ang delivery fee, 40 pesos lang. Sounds good, di ba? Visit mcdelivery.com.ph or dial 86236.
Yeah!
Order as much as you want with Muck Delivery 24/7. Any order, big or small, we deliver. Only 40 pesos fixed delivery charge. Dial 86236 or visit muckdelivery.com.ph.
Ma, can I go biking with Ben?
Go ahead, anak.
Yan ang todo bigay na nanay.
Pwede po ako mag-swimming?
Sure. Hinahayaan mag-enjoy ang bata sa pagkabata.
Ma!
At sa unang sintomas ng sipon?
Tung
worry, anak. May pambatang Neosep.
Ito lang ang may Symptomex formula. Todo luna sa sintomas ng sipon.
Todo sayang pagkabata.
Basta sipon, ipambatang Neosep agad. Rekomendado ng mga todo bigay na nanay.
Phenylephrine HCl chlorphenamine malleate is the generic name of pambatang Neosep. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
It's Kids Warehouse Sale at SM Mega Mall Mega Trade Hall.
Since August 26 to 29.
Enjoy up to 70% off on great selections from your favorite brands. Use your credit card and avail the 0% interest on 3 months installments. Plus, a chance to win an iPad 2 when you use your ATM card. So come on over from August 26 to 29 at the SM Mega Trade Hall and dress up your kids in the best for less. From Ginger Snap, Barbie, Fletcher, Elle, Bobley, Hot Wheels, Jag, Moose Gear, Mossimo Kids, Harry Winkle, Beverly Hills Polo Club, Disney Baby, Maui and Sun. Grizzly, Darlington, Philippelle.
Pretty permit number 830596, series of 2011.
Jake Cuenca, Jane's young husband, Paul Soriano, and the rest of the new breed. Fine young men who'd settle for nothing less than the best. Meet them in the Highlands, August 31, 2011.
Grabe ang sipon ko. Ikat sa ulo. Si Cliff kaya ako.
Ang grabe sipon. Iba sa ordinaryong sipon. Kapag may pratong ilong, nagnat at bigat na ulo.
Dapat Triforce Action Decolgen lang.
Boss, nag-decolgen ako.
Hindi na ako nag-lean.
Grabe. Model employee.
Sa grabing sipon.
Triforce Action Decolgen.
Phenylephrine HCl chlorphenamine malleate paracetamol is a generic name of Decolgen. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Oh my God, I can't believe dinagdagan pa.
Talaga? I thought the best na nga.
Finally here, ang pinakamalaking pangyayari sa kasaysayan ng Globe Prepaid. Sara Jeronimo po, para sa Globe Super Omni Offset 25. Omni Text Map to all networks. May free one-hour internet. At Sara, may free 10 minutes of calls to Globe and TM pa. 25 pesos a day pa rin. Liipat na ko. Lipat na all kasi may Omni to all na sa Globe Prepaid.
Text UOL 25 to 8888 to register. One peso balance must be maintained to enjoy the service. For DTI NCR permit number 5759, series of 2011. Promo good until September 30, 2011.
Check out that hybrid car everyone's been talking about. I want to drive one.
Well, if you're an earth lover, check out the HP ProLiant DL380 G7 server. It has energy efficiency technologies that let you save costs on power and cooling.
Great!
Plus, when you purchase a qualified HP ProLiant server bundle and other participating products from now until November 11, you get chances to win in the raffle prize. You can win that Toyota Prius hybrid car, which you've been staring at. What are you doing?
Calling up HP at 830-0888 for more info. HP ProLiant DL380 G7 server, powered by Intel Xeon processor.
This is Ray Rubio of Greyhound.
And I am Ian Tayo Fila Baliu.
Inviting all amateur rock bands to join
Red Horse Beer Pabansang Music Lava.
Now in its 13th year, this is Pinoy Rock. Auditions now till September 30. 1 million worth of prizes awaits the winner. Log on to www.redhorsebeer.com for details.
Laban ka?
Sali na!
Red Horse Extra Strong. Number one extra strong beer.
18 pataas na. Drink moderately.
Laban ka? Mag-audition na sa studio ng Slapshot at Mayonnaise. At baka ikaw na ang maging susunod na Red Horse Rock Band. Log on sa www.redhorsebeer.com for more schedules and details.
Are you a geek? A funny guy? A sports fanatic? Or just a gorgeous, sexy chick? It doesn't really matter, because there's a pasta plate for everyone at TGI Fridays. It's a festival of pasta, with lemon chicken piccata for all your sporty buddies, and the fresh, flavorful sausage and broccoli pasta for the geeks. Go to TGI Fridays. Mo pasta plates for all kinds of mates. There's Mo at Fridays. Like us on Facebook and play our game, or visit us at fridays.com.ph to receive a gift coupon. Promo period is from August 1 to October 31, 2011, per DTI NCR permit number 5427, series of 2011.
The Ultimate Night Race is back. September 23 to 25. The 2011 Formula One Singtel Singapore Grand Prix brings you thrilling race action and performances including Linkin Park, Shakira, Rick Astley, Shaggy, Cherise, Massive Attack, Daddy G, and 3D, Zoot, Mambo Jumbo, and Boy George Live presented by Avalon. Tickets for less than 1,400 pesos. Log on to singaporegp.sg to buy now.
The race is on. Get your tickets now and see your favorite F1 drivers in action. Log on to singaporegp.sg.
Girl, you're in love.
I am. Guess who lets me go shopping and spoils me with lots of free gifts from either Bonchon, Globe, Mongkok, South Star Drug, Sugar House, or the spa.
You're so spoiled. Who's doing all this?
No one else but my Allied Bank and PNB credit cards. I just show a single charge slip with the required amount and voila, presents galore. With my Allied Bank or PNB, I'm well taken care of. Who could ask for anything more?
For more info, call 818-9818 or domestic toll-free 1-800-1018-9818 per DTI NCR. Permit number 4236, series of 2011. Promo period is from June 1 to August 31, 2011.
Good times with Mo Twister.
Jojo,
Grace Lee,
and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Back on the program here. It is 7:39 on this Thursday morning. Hi.
Hello.
My name's Mo. But there's Grace Lee. Hi, Grace.
Hi. Good morning.
8x7. phone number 631-0899 if you want to call us, get yourself on the show. Before the commercial break, we were talking about you being religious, hardcore born again, hardcore Catholic, whatever it may be, hardcore Islamic faith, what do they call it, Joseph?
Muslims.
And you having that urge to have sex, how do you fight it when you're really a practicing person of the faith? We'll take your calls in just a little bit. Joseph, Grace, Chopper, announcements, and make them fast.
Yes, these days you're faced with so many choices of only postpaid plans. But why settle with limited and fixed mobile offers when you can create your perfect only plan the way you want it? Here's an only plan like no other, Globe My Super Plan. You choose your only plan like only call to Globe, TN, and Landline, only call and text to Globe and TN, or only text to all networks that's only from Globe.
And, people, you should really check it out because you can even change your Unli every month as you want for any Unli as low as 349 pesos. And you can get a Nokia X201 for free. Get all these only from Globe, the number one in postpaid. Subscribe to My Globe, My Super Plan now and call 730-1010. And you can call Steve Flyers for details. Promo runs until August 31st for DTI NCR permit number 4402, series of 2011.
Sweet.
Saying thank you to Tony and Guy. Miss Cherry, good morning.
Okay, like I said just a few seconds ago, taking your calls. If you're super religious, we just want to know, how often do you think about sex? How often do you have that urge for it? And what you do to combat it, mm-hmm. for at least for other people out
Teach
there who might be.
Your ways.
That's right. Let's take a call from, let's see, Auckland, which is in New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Oh,
owners,
wow.
Owners of possibly the worst accent in the world.
Oh, no.
Hello?
It is not.
Dude, it sucks. I'll tell you, I'll be honest. We pronounce fish and chips, and you guys go, fosh on chops.
That's well, not everyone does.
Just about 99% of you guys.
Fosh on chops? What is it, fosh on chops?
Fosh on chops. Listen.
I will admit to the yes thing, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Instead of saying yes,
yes.
They
yeah.
say
yeah.
yes.
It is a terrible, like, the Australian accent is really bad, and then you just notch it up when you go to New Zealand. But hey, listen, beautiful country.
You should have caught me like a few months ago. I had an Irish accent, and now I'm adapting the whole Kiwi accent. So it's yeah. a bit of a hodgepodge.
Yeah,
anyway.
But the Irish is strong. It's not bad, but man, that New Zealand
Make
one
Make your own accent. You've got the voice. I think you'll get away with it.
All right. Anyway, you're calling from New Zealand, by the way, which is just a beautiful, beautiful country. So
I know,
I'm just putting down your accent. Everything else is stellar. How can we help you, love?
Great. You guys are talking about uber religious people, right? Well,
sure.
I'm not. But when I was in uni, we had to do a few weeks or a few days of practical for mm-hmm. our religion class.
Yep.
And I was, at the time, I was 10. Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
At the time, I was temping for our local parish, and the priest tried hitting on me.
Oh.
And may I ask, well, while yes, not on our topic, but may I ask how he hit on you?
He just started chatting me up, and then he'd try and catch me whenever I'm just the only one in the office, and then he'd try to skew the topics onto relationships, and then ease into saying that some priests do have girlfriends as well.
Awesome.
And then, yes, it was so ridiculously crazy, but anyway.
Yes. All right. Yeah, that's nuts. How'd you turn
into... He was such a lech, and then he'd try... sometimes he'd even pass because he has his own cars. I'm guessing he didn't take that whole vow of poverty thing. But anyway,
yeah. That's a slang. A lech is a lecherous person.
Sorry?
What,
he
Joseph,
is a lech.
Yeah. Be quiet, Joseph. All right. Yeah, hey, thanks for giving it to us. Was he really old and creepy looking?
Well, no, I think at the time I was obviously in my early 20s. Oh, no, sorry, late teens.
Yep.
And he's in his early 30s.
Strong. All right.
He just looks, yeah.
Did he look like Padre Damaso or nothing like that, right?
No, nothing like that. He just looks really Filipino. He's like 5'8", and then...
Oh, he was Filipino.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Oh, sorry. I was born and raised in Manila.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Have a good time.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Enjoy New Zealand.
Interesting how she caught the accent.
Huh? Which one?
Her accent.
Well, she sounds like she's been there a while.
Hodgepodge.
Yeah. Hello? Stuff. And it's not even just the accent, it's choice of words. And she's not using it fakely. So.
No, I'm not. I'm
on the bandwagon with her. Hello?
Hi,
who's this? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this? You.
Oh, my gulay.
Okay, you no longer. Next call. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike, what's up?
Regarding to the one who called a while ago about the priest.
Sure.
I guess he is a real priest.
Guys, we're talking about personal experiences, and please refrain from A, your opinion, and B, trying to be funny, because
no, you can tell
we
us your
care.
Opinions, but not about the previous caller or their character or their real
well,
identity.
I want real story, because
exactly.
The thing is, how often do you guys have the urge? I don't know you guys want to let it. Jesus, let's go, people, let's go. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's me.
Let's go to a girl. Girl?
Hello?
I feel like I want to just talk to girls in life from now on, because guys are just dumb.
They
hello?
Are. I agree.
Hello.
Hold on. I'm looking for a girl. Female? Hello?
Hi, hello.
Hold on. Girls? Actually, I'd rather talk to the dial tone. All right. Anyway, let's go to this guy. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Mom?
Yeah.
This is Al.
Al, what's up?
I'm just listening to your show, and it's very interesting.
This is so interesting.
I'm about
too.
To go crazy right now. Okay, how can we help you?
Just a second. I'm an ex-religious.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes!
Hi,
what's
dear.
Up?
You sound sane.
We're looking for the hardcore Christian. What's going on? Who's
hardcore
this?
Hardcore right here. Not religious, but hardcore.
Excellent. Hardcore right. What?
Hardcore, I'm a Protestant. I belong to the Victory Christian Fellowship.
Excellent. Right. So the non-denominational. How can we help? Help us, please. How often do you get horny?
Oh, when I was a new Christian, I got horny every day.
Oh,
just
wow.
Because it's in your mind all the time, right? When you
exactly.
Strain yourself from something, I guess it will haunt you more.
Yes, and you're talking about like 17 years. Oh, well, maybe not really 17. I got started when I was 13. So, you know, do the math. But
yeah, I gotcha.
It's like daily a barrage of media, books, movies, everything you get. It's all about sex, and it will condition you. So when you're trying to turn over a new leaf, it's really hard, but that's when the grace of God kicks in. And what you do, what I did before, like, you know, apart from the usual, excuse me, I'm just paying my toll. So
right.
Apart from the usual of, you know, praying, meeting up with people who will help you through your own struggles,
right.
It's really emptying yourself of quote-unquote dirt, and just filling yourself up with something that's more
seed.
Like what? What would you do? More? Like, give us a more concrete example.
Oh, say for example, music. Music is very powerful. It penetrates the mind.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a very personal question. Okay, so how often were you thinking about it? Again, in a week, how often?
Now I think about it maybe twice a week.
Twice a week. How often do you masturbate? Because you can't take it anymore.
Not anymore because I got married.
No, but before you got married.
I didn't mean to cheat. But when I was still single, I would have to admit, guys, I slip and I would masturbate maybe once or twice a month.
A month.
Really,
that's slipping. Okay, so slipping is twice. So every fortnight, you're like, listen, I can't take it anymore. And then you just go ahead.
Exactly.
Right.
God, I'm not God. You know,
right.
You don't understand me. But, you know, I try. And that's where the grace of God comes in. He understands.
Yeah.
And you won't be condemned.
Yeah, because he's looking down from the heaven. He's like, I understand, baby. I understand.
Exactly.
Oh,
God.
So wrong. What is wrong with me?
All right.
You're one of my favorite callers.
Yeah,
what's
totally.
Your name again?
Barbara.
Barbara.
Thank
you're
you, Barbara.
Awesome.
Barbara.
More often. Thank you, love. You're awesome.
All right.
And
thank
doing the
you.
Right thing. Baby Jesus is happy that you're listening to our
and
show.
And you know what I like about her is she's well-balanced. She doesn't have to sound very religious and very condemning at the same time.
She's honest.
But she can be fun, honest, and at the same time very reasonable.
And
with
double-clicks her mouth twice
faith.
A week. Hey,
not anymore.
Rock
she's married.
Hello?
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 Hi, who's this? Dear?
Yoo-hoo.
Hello?
Yes, hi. What's your name?
Hi.
What's your name?
Alex.
Alex. Hardcore?
Yeah.
All right. What religion?
Christian.
Solid. How often do you think about it?
Every day.
Ooh, wow. You're a dirty girl. And how long have you been in the faith?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. How old are you right now?
28.
Sweet. So we can ask you. Of the daily thing, how do you fight it? How do you kind of just, like, say...
Battle it.
Yeah. Come on. Calm down.
Well, actually, it's really very hard, no? But we have always this... I mean, we do have series here where our pastor talks about those things as well. So he just tells us that our mind is, like, he compares it to a sky where, I mean, anything can go. I mean, you can think about anything, but it doesn't mean that you're... I mean... You commit sin.
Got it.
The only time you commit sin is when you act upon it.
All right.
So the only thing that you have to do is just try to divert your attention to other things.
Okay.
Acknowledge it that you feel the urge.
All right. Let's do some honesty around here, though.
Okay.
How many times has, in the process of you fighting it, did you actually have sex with someone?
Well, at first it was really very hard. So there are times that I really do give in to the temptation.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
But these days, zero.
Not. There are really times that it's really very hard to fight it.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. Come on,
but,
baby.
But, you know, well, they give us this, well, it depends upon the faith that you're following, mm-hmm. because we were taught that about, you know, the image of God, that
yes.
God is not that strict. That
I mean,
when you,
he's
when
somebody
you think,
we fear, but more than that,
yeah.
you know, you have to look at him as a father. If our own father, human
hold
father,
on, hold
to
on,
forgive
time
us
out, time
for
out,
things,
out. This is
how much more
this
for
is
our
killing
human
my
father.
Boner.
Stop
hey,
it. Stop
not
it,
good.
You guys.
This is not good.
Stop it.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate the honesty.
See, I love
right.
our female
all right,
callers.
All right, all right, all right.
So
wait, whoa, wait a minute. Right now, you're thinking about it every day.
So now, yeah.
Yeah. How many times do you masturbate a week?
Week? Twice.
Yeah, strong. That's my girl.
That's a lot of my girl right here. I can't believe girls are saying this.
Yeah, that's my girl. All right, doll. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, go back to your thing, Grace, you were saying about...
Bawin ko yung Starbucks mo.
It is 7:51. Let's move on from the topic because we got some positive things we want to talk about here. We have a lot of show left. We got an hour and 9 minutes left of the program here on this Thursday. My name is Mo. That there's Grace Lee on my left. The helicopter sits to her right. Mojo Jojo rounds out the four of us.
Morning.
Magic 89.9. Station plays today's best music. How often do you think we fight with our callers?
Every day?
On a daily basis.
Every 5 minutes?
Not real fighting, but...
It's like a rotation. It's either it's me, and then the next segment, it's Grace, and then it's Joe.
Rarely does anyone ever fight with me.
Oh, they...
Rarely.
They try.
No, rarely, because I'm usually right. But there's this lady on the phone who is obnoxious. Hello? Hello? Oh, she's scared off.
Are you
what happened?
Girl,
what
lady
say?
On the phone, what happened?
Scared off, huh? Scared. She said, can you please stop playing the same damn songs every single morning?
Well, we can. That's our MO.
And I said, how dare you? How dare you? First of all, we proudly play the same songs here every single morning.
Yeah.
The only time we ever keep you on your toes is when we play the same song. Okay? All right? So hush up. This is a talk show.
We control the buttons. The songs are actually breakers.
You want music? Yes, exactly, Charlie. Go to another station if you want
music.
That's
true.
Not here. I play this. You know, I'm going to play this song. My next song's going to be this song again.
That's cool.
I love
it. Like it.
Drama.
I play this every day. Okay, here's the best part. Oh, it could be every day.
Yes.
It could be every day.
Definitely. I could listen to that every day and still cry. Cry every day.
Sure. Hello?
Hello?
Hold on. How's your dad?
Sorry.
Sylvia, what's up?
I wanted to talk about the very interesting topic that you raised regarding ultra-religious people and their thoughts on sex.
Mm-hmm. And please, I know I'm politically incorrect or maybe even slightly insulting when I say ultra-religious. It's just so you know what the heck we're talking about. I know that some people are non-denominational. They don't want to be called religious, but you know what I mean. I don't mean it in the spirit that it's intended is what I'm trying to say. All right. Anyway, Sylvia, are you hardcore?
Well, I try not to be, but what I wanted to ask you was, well, in my era...
Sure.
The girls always wanted to be virgins before the wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
And today there seems to be, I don't know, I don't think there's any desire for that anymore. You're considered a weirdo if you're a virgin before your marriage.
Well, you're not considered a weirdo, but I think you personally think you're a weirdo.
Because
if you
have
the
problem. Yeah,
because
I
don't hear people going, "Well, you're a weirdo. You haven't had sex." I think you just the pressure is on yourself to at least be able to have a couple of encounters prior to getting married.
But you know what? It would be nice to have girls who still treasure that up until they get married. And you know, in some institutions, like seriously, like certain Protestant churches, like around the Philippines, I've been to a certain number of groups. And there are, and trust me, there are a lot of girls who still keep it and would like to keep it until they get married.
But it's so difficult.
It is so powerful.
Yeah,
the vagine.
That's right.
That's
right.
They're
going to it.
Protect that power until they get married.
All right, Sylvia. Anyway, what do you want to add? Like, what's the thing there? Is it your frustration?
Well, yes, it is hard. But how do you say, it would be great. Mm-hmm. If we can keep it that way.
Well, you tell me, in your era, what made you not be tempted to have sex prior to marriage?
I guess my faith.
Yeah,
your faith. No, okay, but and then what do you think is the problem now? The faith is the same. There are more people now, I think, that are
faithful,
Protestant or born again Christian than there ever was in our country.
Yeah, there are more church groups, there are more Bible studies,
there are more massive establishments, and they're high tech, and you know, I'm sure there are more now than before. Why do you think they're failing more?
Because we're all human and bound to be tempted, and it's I guess how strong we are.
I know, but so what? You're saying that people are not strong now? That it, because there's so many of them, they start diluting the strength because they start, you know, kind of rubbing their influence on each other and their own personal problems, and all of a sudden people start absorbing the great numbers of people there are and then personally then struggle with it?
It's like the parable of the weeds.
Oh, yeah. Tama.
Is that what you're saying? Or is it maybe that we're allowing more raunchy material to get out there in the universe that otherwise was difficult to obtain? Maybe
and
songs
so
like
difficult.
This?
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
Worst song ever.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant. Sing it all. Knock you up.
Knock you up.
Knock you up.
Take you on to wind and dine. Shopping spree.
You're sexing me.
Doosbug.
Sorry, I had to do that.
Doosbug.
And I think it's really timely. It's really the danger of a young woman who gets, you know, involved intimately, has sex, she gets pregnant. It leads to an entirely, you know, different scenario.
Yeah, problem on its own.
Yeah, totally agree. Sylvia, you're heaven sent, my love. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate your
love
thoughts
our
on this.
Female callers today, including you.
All right.
Thank you.
Whoa. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
I'm in my 30s now.
Oh, come on. You can be honest with us.
No problem.
How old are you, Sylvia? Throw it down.
How old am I? I'm 38.
All right. You married?
That's not 30s then. That's almost 40.
Married?
Yeah, I'm married.
Damn.
All right. Why?
No, I wanted to ask her how often does she think about sex? Being, you know.
Wait,
married.
Now that you're married and 38, how often do you? Well, every day, because her husband's probably asking for it every day at 38.
No, oh, come on. Every day?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hello? Come on, Anderson, Sylvia.
Did you get cut off?
Anderson,
Sylvia.
Hello?
Oh, she got cut off?
Yeah, how convenient.
It's always like that.
I know.
And I like her style where she pretends to be talking. Like, and you know what? Okay, let me tell you. Cut off. That's the style, guys.
You know, these women right now, they feel so weird. How old are you? How 30s?
Nothing wrong with being the 38 now. No, 40 just, years old looking just, great.
You know, the being a female kicks back in where you have to lie about everything about your age.
No, she told the truth.
Call her.
Lie about it.
Hi, who's
she
this?
Hesitated.
Hey, Mo. Guys, morning. Jay here.
Jay.
Jay,
as much as I know you're trying to be a responsible citizen by driving with both hands on the wheel, take off the Bluetooth, hold it like a man.
Yeah, doing that right now.
Good man. What's up?
No, I just wanted to talk about the obnoxious lady that you were mentioning a while ago.
Sylvia?
No.
Oh,
the one about my my songs? The songs that I played?
Oh, yeah, the one who wanted to call.
Well, first of all, this is the first thing that I do after work. Open the radio, listen to you guys. I guess
Thank
that lady
you.
Doesn't understand what the show is about. Yeah. I mean, you got MP3s, you got songs. So if you want to do that, obviously you got to just listen to them. But this is a talk show.
Totally.
So I'm probably trying to, I mean, not to kiss ass you guys, but just as a spokesperson, you know, as a spokesperson for the station, it's not the team that makes it work. It's the people that calls in.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We now assign you or appoint you as our spokesperson. You're knighted now.
Let me reiterate what this guy's saying. We are not as good of talk show hosts as you think we are. We are good reaction people to the things that you guys say.
We rely heavily on our callers.
If you guys all got together and said, you know what, screw Mo and Chopper and Grace and Mojo, no one calls today. We're dead. We're dead.
That'd be horrible.
Dead. You guys are the star of the program in your great opinions, in your stupid ones, in your mistakes, in your weirdness.
You guys are like 90% of the show.
In your weirdness and all of these things, it's the range of callers that we have that make the show entertaining.
This is your show.
Yeah, all the crazy people out there.
I mean, for every smart guy and
Even Ian, Melissa.
Yeah, for every smart guy that calls like Anton, who's funny, there's an equivalent to Ian every day. And then Millie's like, good evening, Professor Mo. You know, and then all of them.
They love me.
And all of them. Yeah, I mean, totally. You guys...
You have to play that right after Melissa.
Without it, we're screwed.
And it's great that we have a variety of listeners from different walks of life and just
right.
Different personalities.
Or different countries. And,
sexuality.
And ask our boss here at the station. If the phone lines are down, guess who's not coming to work?
Mohan Gumaray.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, no, none of us will want to come to work.
Yeah.
When we come to the station, tas wala kami phone lines.
Forget
we
it.
Really just want to leave.
Yeah, you'll see us. We'll just sit here and go, whatever. We won't do anything. We'll leave.
Yeah, we'll just play songs.
Yeah, divas. Thanks for the call.
Hey, more power, guys.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye.
All right, let's take a commercial break. When we come back, oh, gosh, we have an hour left. We still have industry secrets we do.
Oh, yes. Time to scare the people out
we
there.
We still have, I want to do the I'm back stories.
Oh, the positivity.
That made me very happy last week.
Actually, a lot of people tweeted to me about it last week. You know, just how positive the show was, how great they felt about it.
All right.
Just to leave them a mark before the weekend.
So we feel good about leaving.
Let's take a commercial break. What do you want, industry secrets first, or you want the I'm backs?
Back to back.
When we come back, call us 6310899. Did your life take a turn for the dump and you came back? Meaning you lost all your money, you got fired, your girlfriend dumped you on the same day. In 2 weeks' time, in 2 months' time, in 1 year's time, you're back. You have a better job.
You
have a better girlfriend.
Money.
Call the show and said, yeah, I turn my life around. And guess what, baby? I'm back.
I'm back.
Love right.
It. If only my dad could speak English, I would love you.
I say I'm back in Korean.
Very difficult. Not 돌아왔어.
That's really very difficult, Grace.
No, no, because we don't say it. No, we don't say it like that. But it's a direct translation.
How do you say it? Like that.
I don't know.
Not the literal
translation. I don't think people like really say it like that.
You know, it's only like two syllables for us.
Exactly.
I'm back.
It's really easy, Grace. Do you have no equivalent?
I think nan torawasa.
Oh, it's lost in translation because it's like doing math in Filipino. You have too many extra syllables.
All right, here we go. Take a break. When we come back again, life took a dump on you. You wiped it, flushed it. Now you got a clean bum. Back after this. Don't go away.
Good times with Mo Twister. Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Mula noong 80s hanggang ngayon, sarap na sa Pure Food Standard Juicy Hot Dogs na Ryan Agustillo at Julian Santos. Di ba, Ryan? Kami ni Juday, laking Pure Food Standard Juicy Hot Dog.
Ngayon, sina Johan, paborito na rin yan.
Dahil laging fresh, kaya it's tender at oh so juicy.
Mana-mana lang yan.
Kaya kids ngayon at noon can tell it's Pure Food Standard Juicy Hot Dog.
Hi, I'm Mario. For me, it's so easy to save. Thanks to BPI Save Up High. Automatic savings na. High interest pa. Mag-save lang ako, madali kong mabibili ang gusto ko. With BPI Save Up High, I can treat princess anywhere. Ayos ba, princess?
Aba, ang easy pala mag-save with BPI Save Up High. Baka saan na kaya tayo?
Ha?
You can also avail of BPI Save Up with free life and accident insurance. Apply for an account today. BPI, let's make it easy. Member PDIC. At Shell, our scientists have developed Shell Fuel Save Unleaded, the new fuel that replaces our Shell Super Unleaded Fuel. It can help save you up to 1 liter of fuel per tank. So whether your car sounds like this, this, or even this, you can still save on fuel at no extra cost, which sounds like this. Try new Shell Fuel Save Unleaded.
Based on a minimum tank size and fill-up of 50 liters. Comparison against standard unleaded fuel. Savings may vary according to vehicle, driving conditions, and driving style.
Yan si Ana, napa-bungee jump. Yan si Ana, nung nag-propose ang boyfriend niya. Yan si Ana, nung nanalo sa loto. Bitin ang ginhawa ng lozenge, di ba? Dapat kasi nag-bactidol. Up to 12 hours na protektado ang lalamunan, kaya masulit. Dahil kung hindi... At yan si Ana na sinasabing babalatuan daw niya ako. Bactidol, the number one doctor-recommended throat solution. Hexetidine is Bactidol. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Isa ka ba sa mga taong sa mall, nabubuhay, sa stairs, tumatambay? Para makasurf ng libreng Wi-Fi? Isa ka ba sa mga nagwa-Wi-Fi sa coffee shop? Bibili lang na isang cup para mag-upload ng pic na Photoshop. Isa ka ba sa mga kumakabit sa Wi-Fi ng kapitbahay na mabait para makachat kahit saglit? Isa ka ba sa mga ito? Bumili ka na sariling broadband mo. Mahal ba ka mo? Di na ngayon, pare ko. May new Bro Starter Plagit na. 995 lang siya. Nationwide discoverage na up to 2 Mbps man. Kaya get one now. Bow.
Smart. Let's make life extraordinary. Visit smart.com.ph/bro for info.
Oh. 1 o'clock na. Balik na namin ng office.
Coffee?
Parang masarap nga cold coffee, ah.
Actually.
Kaya lang, wala namang malapit na cafe.
No problem. Try this.
Get your cafe coffee treat in an instant with a cold Nescafe can. Indulge in its sweet and creamy taste that comes in two delectable flavors, latte and mocha. It's your cafe in a can.
Mmm, sarap ba?
Thanks.
Cheese?
Oh, talaga.
Ma, can I go biking with Ben?
Go ahead, anak.
Yan ang todo bigay na nanay.
Pwede po ako mag-swimming?
Sure.
Hinahayaan mag-enjoy ang bata sa pagkabata.
Ach! Mom.
At sa unang sintomas ng sipon?
Don't worry, anak. May pambatang ni Yosef.
Ito lang ang may Symptomex formula. Todo luna sa sintomas ng sipon.
Todo saya ang pagkabata.
Basta sipon, ipambatang ni Yosef agad. Rekomendado ng mga todo bigay na nanay.
Phenylephrine HCl chlorphenamine maleate is the generic name of pambatang ni Yosef. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Jamming, kasama ko.
Bagong kasama ko.
The gimmick, kasama ko.
Bagong kasama ko.
Come balling, kasama ko.
Bagong kasama ko.
Kasama Coke.
Bagong kasama Coke, Cool Bottle. Kasama mo sa saya kahit saan. Swak sa 15 pesos. Suggested retail price. Oh, isama mo na. Open Coca-Cola, open happiness.
I want to be my best all day. That's why I take B-Complex for energy.
Do you think that's enough? You need a complete multivitamin. Centrum. Centrum is complete from A to zinc. Contains all the vitamins and minerals your body needs, giving you more than just energy, but also immunity, stamina, brain vitality.
Woo! And so much more!
Take Centrum. Complete from A to zinc. Multivitamins plus minerals is the generic name of Centrum.
Get multi-benefits from your multivitamin so you can be your best every day.
Isa ka ba sa mga taong sa mall, nabubuhay, sa stairs, tumatambay? Para makasurf ng libreng Wi-Fi, isa ka ba sa mga nagwa-Wi-Fi sa coffee shop? Bibili lang na isang cup para mag-upload ng pic na Photoshop. Isa ka ba sa mga kumakabit sa Wi-Fi ng kapitbahay na mabait para makachat kahit saglit? Isa ka ba sa mga ito? Bumili ka na sariling broadband mo. Mahal ba ka mo? Di na ngayon, pare ko. May new Bro Starter Plug-it na. 995 lang siya. Nationwide discoverage na up to 2 Mbps. Kaya get one now. Bow.
Smart. Let's make life extraordinary. Visit smart.com.ph/bro for info.
Are you adventurous enough to try something new? Are you cool enough for some sizzling fun? Are you strong enough to party all night long? Para sa iyo ang new The Bar Citrus Tequila. May citrus flavor kaya suave ang lasa. 70 proof strong so you can party harder. But are you 18 years old or above?
Party harder with new The Bar Citrus Tequila. Shoot with lime and salt. Drink moderately.
Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao can expect rains as the intertropical convergence zone continues to affect these areas. In the latest forecast, rains of prices will become widespread throughout the archipelago as Caltech, on its 75th anniversary, gives you a chance to win a brand new Toyota Fortuner or fuels worth up to 75,000 pesos. The public is advised to fuel up at Caltech and experience a downpour of prices.
This report was brought to you by Caltech. Enjoy the journey.
Promo runs from July 15 to October 25, 2011 per DTI NCR permit number 4824, series of 2011.
Sa mundo ng mga text offers, iisa lang ang may kakaibang lakas. From Smart, bago lahat text only 25. Ang unlimited text to all networks. Na ngayon, mas pinatindi pa ng free 10 minutes of calls.
It's all under control.
25 pesos lang.
Message sent.
Kaya text LTU25 to 2266 now. Dito ka na sa leader in wireless. Smart.
Calls are consumable smart to smart. Available to smart prepaid subscribers. Offer valid for one day. One peso balance must be maintained. Read flyers for details. Promo runs until November 30, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 6512, series of 2011.
Grabe ang sipong ko.
sikat sa ulo. Si Cliff Kiyako.
Ang grabe sipon. Iba sa ordinaryong sipon. Kapag may paratong ilong, nadnat at bigat ng ulo.
Dapat Triforce Action Decolgen lang.
Boss, nag-decolgen ako.
Hindi na ako nag-lean.
Grabe. Modern employee.
Sa grabing sipon. Triforce Action Decolgen.
Phenylephrine HCL Chlorphenamine Maleate Paracetamol is a generic name of Decolgen. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor.
Soy milk natural in your supermarket and convenience store. Also available in chocolate shake flavor.
Do all high-tech things come at a bloody high price? Not your digital TV broadcast. From 4,200 pesos, your Signal prepaid SD kit plan 390s, now only 2,990 pesos. Not just that, you also get 4 months worth of load, your favorite channels, and many more, all in digital quality. May over 1,200 pesos na discount ka na, may 4 months load ka pa sa prepaid SD kit plan 390 mo. Kaya subscribe ka na sa Signal. 100% digital, 100% clear. Log on to signal.tv or see flyers for more details. Promo until August 27, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 4281 series of 2011.
Good times with Mo Twister.
Mojo Jojo.
Grace Lee.
And Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9. Back on the program here. It's 8:16 on this Thursday morning. If you just tuned in, we have about 45 minutes left of our program. So keep it right here. Mm-hmm. It's on Magic 89.9. Joseph, Chopper, Grace, what's up?
Thank you so much, Dr. Vicky Bello. You can call them up at 819-BELLO. Also, this month, Ayala Land is inviting all home buyers to stop dreaming about their dream home and start living it through Ayala Land's Home Run promo. From August 1 to 31, Ayala Land's lowest ever cash out promo welcomes you to your choice of the most trusted names in real estate. Ayala Land Premier, Alveo, Avida, and Amaya. For as low as 5% down payment for unit selling price, you can now make your dream home a reality. 5% only. So with the remaining 95% made available through long-term loan packages with Security Bank, RCBC Savings Bank, and BPI Family Bank, coming home to an Ayala Land community has never been easier. For more details, you can call 848-5000 or visit them at www.ayalaland.com.ph. And they also have a Facebook account, www.facebook.com/ayalalandrbg.
Grace, what's the fastest animal? Land animal.
Cheetah.
Good.
Yay.
Runs at a speed of 70 miles per hour. How about the fastest man alive?
Ooh, Bolt.
Yeah, Usain Bolt. Grace.
I'm doing my research. National Geographic people.
Or maybe I said this yesterday. He runs at 37 kilometers an hour. Benetwa, do you know what the fastest mobile broadband on prepaid is? Well, it's the Bro Rocket Plug It. I know, because I have one. It goes up to 12 Mbps where HSPA Plus sites are available. Up to 12 Mbps, kids. It's the fastest on prepaid. I can watch streaming videos, upload my photos, play online games, and surf more sites faster than ever. Speaking of HSPA Plus sites, Smart Bro has more HSPA Plus sites compared to others, and that's of course over 150 nationwide. Fastest on prepaid now, widest coverage, but it gets even better. It's available for just 3,995 SRP on prepaid, and since it's prepaid, no lock-ins, extraordinary, and it's from Smart. Kaya upgrade na kayo sa Bro Rocket Plug It.
Bilis.
Yes. Saying good morning, and thank you to Coach John Aquino for my workout yesterday.
Good morning, and saying happy birthday to Luis Padilla of the University of Perpetual Health System, Chef Nino Lagarta, happy birthday, and J.R. Tianchi, happy birthday.
All right, here we go. 631-0899. We're talking about Are You Back? How You Got Back? Life took a really, really, really kind of dealt you a crappy set of cards, and you're at the big poker game of your life. How did you get back and win? Let's take our first caller, this guy here. Hello?
Hi, Mo. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Who's this?
Good morning.
Hi, this is Lancelot.
Lancelot.
Wow, I love
Sir,
it.
Sir, what happened to you? What did you do?
Well, I'm back.
How?
I'm really in the game right now. Well, let me just go ahead and tell you how it started. The lowest peak of my career in my life. It started 4 years ago. My wife is 7 months pregnant back then, and I was into casino.
Wow, so maybe my little example of crappy cards was probably not very good. Anyway, for you, what happened, though?
Well, back then, I don't know where the money's coming from. I guess I was a young manager back then. Mm-hmm. So, really, I'm going to the office all just 2 hours, then getting out and going straight to the casino, then coming home around midnight. And to make things worse, my wife is pregnant during that time with nobody at home except for herself.
Okay, so you were a massive asshole. How mm-hmm. did you get back?
Yes, well, as soon as my first kid was born, then I told my wife I'll drop everything because okay. I was blessed with that kid. And every time I see my kid, mm-hmm. His name is Thomas.
Yeah.
Every morning, it reminds me that I need to be good. I need to be a better person
alam
for
mo,
my wife and kid.
Realized mo siya before it was too late. Good for you.
Strong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess my wife is there for me, mm-hmm. Despite of the things that I've done. So I was so blessed, I guess.
Oh, Lancelot.
And now I'm really back.
Lancelot, you're back, baby.
You're
rock
back.
On. Rock on,
I love
man.
It.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate All right. it. All right, bye-bye.
Okay,
Let's
bye-bye.
Keep it going here. Hello? Hello, dear? Hello? Female?
We
on the phone?
You on the phone?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
yes,
who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, who's this? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
Sorry, can I be anonymous?
No problem. Let's just... give me a fake name, so just so we have a reference here.
Angelina,
my love. Loving your big lips. All right, Angelina, what's up?
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey, you're back. Tell me more.
Yeah,
what did
yeah.
you do?
Well, actually, I have five boyfriends.
Five
I
boyfriends,
with,
you slut.
Yeah,
wow.
I had four before.
Okay,
four. And then I slept with four married men.
Oh! Four!
Slut!
Stop it! Okay, anyway, and then?
And then one of it is a DOM.
DOM! Whore!
Why?
Because of him.
Angelina, look at this. Ganda naman ang labi mo. Hindi mo naman ang labi mo dito. Liga, pakita ko sa'yo. Saka lang. O nga, medyo wrinkly konti. Pero okay lang.
Ang kulit mo lang.
Continue. Go.
Yeah, and then I got pregnant with my fourth boyfriend and then he left me.
Yeah.
And then I'm a single mom for 4 years. And then after 3 years, I met my husband.
Yeah.
Through the internet. And then now I'm happily married with a... I have two kids.
Yay!
Yes. Is he Filipino husband?
I'm sorry?
Your husband is Filipino?
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, I thought maybe you know, you're back with mail order style. All right. Hey, congratulations. So you're back,
thank
right?
Thank you.
All right, and your husband forgave you and accepted you for all of that behavior?
No, he doesn't
yes,
know that's what
yes,
he knows.
He knows everything?
Oh.
Rock on. All right, baby
you
doll.
You are so back.
You're so back.
Yes,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Now go to Makati Avenue and
do
your
shopping. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, baby. Hey, welcome back to life. It's nice to see you here. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye. We're taking good stories here now. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yes, this is Emilia.
I feel like this is when girls call, it's all about I slept with the married man.
No.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Actually, someone did something very, very aggravating to me.
What did they do?
I was a victim of a date rape by my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that asshole.
And that's not all. I was also physically and emotionally abused by that person.
Horrible. Can you say his name on air, please? So other
I'd
women, it's a public,
not, because
it's public service.
Already a pending case.
Good. At least it's
yeah. Pursue
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good. At least it's
yeah. I already have a permanent restraining order.
That's what I mean. I've been hearing that often.
Yeah, gosh, I heard a lot about that recently. Joseph, do you have one on someone?
No, Angelica, do you?
Grace, do you have one on
no,
someone?
No.
I don't want to ask her. What's okay? Anyway, back to you. What happened? This is terrible.
Yes,
violence against women sucks. Do you want Grace?
Four.
Fact. Yeah. Grace, right? No. Violence against women is terrible, right?
Whether your boyfriend and girlfriend or
Joseph,
husband and wife.
Joseph, violence against women, terrible, right?
Very, very bad.
So we're
very
completely
bad.
Against that here on the
horrible,
show.
Horrible,
completely against it.
Being.
No punching, no slapping, no arm bars or.
No choking.
Yeah.
Joseph, have you ever been hit by someone?
Oh, yes. And it was just.
You're a man.
By a loved one?
Not by a loved one, no.
Oh,
but
Grace, guys, you're
no,
been,
never.
Never. Terrible. Anyway, you're back to you, dear. So, you were a victim of date rape.
Yes, I was also physically abused.
Oh, no.
On the day that he raped me.
Oh, my God.
He also took $20,000 on my account.
Oh, God. He raped you and robbed you?
And robbed you and beat you up? Oh, my goodness. He.
I later learned that he was a drug addict.
Oh, you said that's why I am.
But it's not an excuse. He needs to go to jail.
That's what Mojo is, too. He's a drag addict. All right. So how are you back, baby? Come on. Go. How are you back?
I've been seeing Angelica's shoes.
I'm now a head copywriter for one of the best advertising.
Yay!
Good job.
I also am studying law.
Yeah.
Wow.
And on suing that
piece of S.
And send let them know that I'm not the kind of girl he can mess up with.
Oh, good for you.
You're back. You're
back, baby. All right. Hey,
get into the worst, like, prison facility here.
Sounds like he gets close to prison and he gets raped in prison.
How old were you when you got raped?
I was 21.
Okay, you seeing a therapist?
You should.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Why not, right? We'll have a little conversation. It makes
There's
you
nothing
feel
wrong with
yeah,
it.
Nothing wrong with it, all right? Come on. All right? You're back anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just do it for your own sake.
It's all just icing on the cake, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome back.
You're
welcome back to life. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next call. Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Who's this?
Lang lalaki boss natin, pre.
Industry secrets.
Oh, oh, not yet. Wait. What industry?
Aircon.
Aircon. You love aircon. You want to hear this.
Well, let's call back later. We were talking about our backstories. Trust me, I promise. Industry secrets in 6 minutes.
No, right? I'll give you one hint. Can I talk to you off air?
I'll put you on hold. Okay?
If you give us free aircon.
You don't want that aircon. Hello?
Exactly. Industry
secrets. Hello?
Hello, guys. Good
Hi.
Morning.
Who's this?
LA.
LA, what's up?
I just wanted to say good morning, guys.
Okay.
Good morning.
And?
And you Mo is great.
Okay.
No. What?
LA, thank you. Hello? 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 Well, what about our backstories? Is that it? That's all the people who are back?
We can do industry secrets.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello?
Last 30 minutes.
Whoa. What's going on here? We lost all our...
All of them? Even the one on hold?
Did I
air conditioning?
Did I get rid of everybody on accident or something?
Oh, no.
Sorry. Everybody's back. You're back in the dump. Sorry. All right.
Take a dump.
Let's take one more, and then we'll see you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Mumai.
Mumai.
Mumai. You're back?
I'm back.
What happened?
Definitely back. What happened was, I don't know. I don't know what happened. No, what happened was, well,
you're not yet back. Are you sure you're back?
Para magulo no, ka pa rin. Ano yun?
It was about my son, actually. Okay. He was diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I kind of took it the hard way because the meds are really... You know, taking it all in the budget, so I kind of took a good route on my life and took a good job, actually, so I was able to compensate that, and now I'm happy because I was able to provide what he needs.
Awesome. Are you a single mom?
No, actually not.
Okay.
All right.
But, yeah, it's a long story, guys.
All right.
Just say it. Say it like this. Hey, Mo. Hey, listeners. I'm back.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Congratulations.
Right.
My good son is back too, so I'm very happy.
All right, doll. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye. Bye. Next call. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
One of your fans from London again.
Oh.
But
thank you.
I called yesterday, right, Tita?
No, she called yesterday. Did I?
No. Yesterday.
I think so. I just wanna speak to your German girl.
Yeah, the German girl here, Angelica.
I know.
Yesterday.
She's the one who said there's a German girl there, right?
She wants you to visit her in London.
That was yesterday.
Yes, that was yesterday.
Dami nang iyari sa buhay ko. Okay, go London.
Hi London. I'm Anna. I just want to speak to the German girl.
Yeah. Angelica.
I just want to apologize. I don't really hate German. I love German.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you call the show just to say you love Angelica?
I just want to know to let you know I'm leaving now to go back to London and hoping to see you there.
Me? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we
remember,
broadcast.
She extended her invitation to
that's right.
Home,
we broadcast please. Live every morning from London, just right after that King's Cross
station,
that main central station right there.
Uh-huh.
You go up on the east exit, you make a right, you hang a right first corner. There's a little booth there in the radio. You'll find the four of us there every morning.
Okay, I'll go there one day.
Yeah, all right.
Bye, my dear.
See you guys.
Bye.
And we have a sister station on weekends right there at the Waterloo train station. Get to the Waterloo.
I think my friend is one of the DJ.
You'll see us. So Waterloo Station, you're right under that made, you know, the big clock there at Waterloo, Dubai. Right there. If you look, go down right next to the liquor store that sells the newspapers. Our station.
Oh, now okay, I'm craving for Nando's right. Perry.
I'll go there on
Please
Sunday.
Go there. Thank
okay.
you. Perfect.
Take care.
See you there, Tita. Nice. Rock on. See you.
Tita, send us some Nando's.
And you'll be back here pissed off. We find out we're not there. One more and then we're done. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Kylie.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm back and it was 2 years ago. I broke up with my 7 years boyfriend and after that, few months after, I was fired from the company.
Yeah, oh, fun. Because he was your boss.
No, he wasn't my boss.
You just got fired and dumped?
It was because our company was bought by another company and they had to trim down the number of persons.
Okay, so you're just having a bad year.
And then 2 months after, I got hired with a better company and then a year after, I'm with a better man.
Fantastic. Welcome back to life, baby. All right. Good for you. Thanks for the call, love.
Bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, when we come back.
And there's your secrets and there's your secrets. Yeah. too much positivity. Can we stay negative?
Okay, sorry. Apologize. When we come back, tell me about your job. Tell me about your industry.
My job.
Tell me about your company. What do you keep from the public that will scare the living mother S out of us? 6310899. We're taking industry secrets. This is always fun and always scary. It always puts our country down.
What happened to the aircon guy?
Why not, right?
Why don't we have
aircon guy?
Hi, good morning.
You want to start?
Yeah.
Let's All right. Hey, don't say the brand. What do you do for the company?
I'm into the contracting side.
Constructing?
Yes, contracting installation side.
Okay. Oh, my God, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
In the aircon industry, there's what you call the refrigerant issue.
The what?
What's that?
The refrigerants that you use for your air conditioning.
You mean the liquid.
Chemicals. Okay.
Yeah. The Freon.
Yeah,
Freon there.
Yeah.
Now, there's three kinds now that we use in the Philippines.
Yeah.
The toxic ones, everything is toxic. The 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, or else it won't taste good. They're just like the food. Yeah.
No. But these things, it causes you tumors, like the 1, 2, 3 and 1, 3, 4A.
Okay.
Just recently, there was one big developer who went out or sent out a lot of emails and everything.
You know,
in Korea, there were 4 deaths.
Wow. Okay. So this is not just a problem in our country because we're lax, but it's just everywhere.
Yes, but, the biggest developer in the Philippines is now using this.
Well, let me ask you, though, real quick. How is this approved in other countries? I understand how maybe we'd get away with it because we're a terrible nation, but how do other big-time countries like Korea and stuff like that, how do these people get away with toxic materials being used in everyday life, especially with countries that have high standards?
Well, in Europe and in the States, they banned it already.
Okay.
Well, too bad for Asian people. We are being the dumping site of all this.
Maybe that's why we have small penises.
Maybe.
Grace? No. Time out. Who has got the smallest penis in the world? Joseph, who?
Mo Twister.
No. I know that. I'm talking about which group of people?
Indians.
No.
Koreans?
Yes.
Koreans.
But we don't even dump it all there. We're dumping it here.
What?
The Freon?
Or the small penis Koreans are all coming here. Which one?
Which one are you dumping here, Grace?
I don't know.
Which small... Which Korean with small piece did you dump?
All right.
Are so bad.
So if you take that, okay, who's on the bottom of the list? Koreans on the bottom and us.
And us?
And blame
us.
It on the Freon. Blame it on the Freon.
Tell Grace Lee it's in the Korea Times.
Yes.
It is, Grace?
Yeah.
Great. We're all going to die. Really? The country that needs it the most, which is ours?
No.
And it's toxic, but...
Yeah.
How fast will it take to kill us? Like, is it a fast thing or is it that I got to
kill you?
So do you have air conditioning in your place?
Again?
Oh, my God. So all air conditioners?
not all.
Yung mga industrial.
Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta talk to this guy.
Oh, my love.
Which are the good ones? Which one are the bad ones?
What should we buy?
Yeah, we're off here. Of course.
Oh, that is craziness.
Oh, no, but give me the brands. Because I don't. What? That's a brand? Okay, good.
Wait. Mo, okay, can you ask this?
I don't know.
Can you ask this?
Good morning to J.R. Chua.
Oh, my.
So, all of the places, like these buildings and stuff like that, are all likely being by them?
Because they, you go to a building, like you buy a condominium, because they have an aircon yun eh. So okay. Now you want
to
know.
Hold on. We want to talk to you more off air because Grace and Chopper here, they invest in property.
I know. I knew it.
Why? Does it have something to do with property?
Am I correct?
What is it saying?
We gotta take a break. When we come back, more of your industry secrets. What industry do you work in? And what's going on? How do you scare us? Back after this. Don't go away.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Oh my God! I can't believe dinagdagan pa!
Talaga? I thought the best na nga! Wow!
It's finally here! Ang pinakamalaking pangyayari sa kasaysayan ng Globe Prepaid. Tara Heronimo po para sa Globe Super Only Offset 25. Only text na to all networks. May free 1-hour internet. At Sara, may free 10 minutes of calls to Globe and DM pa. 25 pesos a day pa rin. Lilipat na po. Lipat na all kasi may unlimited na sa Globe Prepaid.
Text UOL25 to 8888 to register. 1 peso balance must be maintained to enjoy the service. For DTI NCR permit number 5759 series of 2011. Promo good until September 30, 2011.
Hi, this is Isa Calzado. Latest discovery ko, sa bawat segundo ng bawat minuto ng bawat araw, ang cells pala nadadamage. Ang skin tumatanda. Buti na lang, I made a discovery. Myra 400E. Sa bawat segundo ng bawat minuto ng bawat araw, walang tigil ang Myra mag-repair at mag-renew ng damaged cells. Dahil the vitamin E in Myra stays longer in our body. Kaya ang skin stays beautiful. Mukhang bata. Kaya i-discover mo na rin to.
The Alpha Tocopherol is the generic name of Myra 400E. 10.25 lang, suggested retail price. Also available, Myra 300E.
Girl, you're in love!
I am! Guess who lets me go shopping and spoils me with lots of free gifts from either Bonchon, Globe, Mongkok, South Star Drug, Sugar House, or the spa.
You're so spoiled! Who's doing all this?
No one else but my Allied Bank and PNB credit cards. I just show a single charge slip with the required amount and voila! Presents galore! With my Allied Bank or PNB, I'm well taken care of. Who could ask for anything more?
For more info, call 818-9818 or domestic toll-free 1-800-10-818-9818 for DTI NCR, permit number 4236, series of 2011. Promo period is from June 1 to August 31, 2011.
Dude, nakikita mo ba yung nakikita ko?
Ha? Alin?
Yung girl doon, oh, naka-bikini.
Saan?
Katabi nung isa pang girl na naka-floral sarong. She's maganda.
Nababaliw ka na.
What are you drinking ba? Tingin naman.
Experience Boracay anytime, anywhere. New Boracay Rum in coconut and cappuccino flavors. Capture the island experience.
Dude, maganda nga siya. Pero mas maganda tong katabi ko.
Hey, guys.
Bilis nito.
Boracay Rum, also available in Ministop and 7-Eleven. Drink moderately.
The advanced high-speed diesel fuel is here. Petron Turbo Diesel. Engineered to provide extreme power, maximum fuel efficiency, and non-stop cleaning action. Petron Turbo Diesel, the future of high-speed diesel.
Earn 5 bonus points when you use your SM Advantage card from March 23 until August 31 at selected Petron Gasol outlets in Metro Manila for DTI number 2633, series of 2011. See posters and print ads for details.
It's Kids Warehouse Sale at SM Megamall Mega Trade Hall.
It's August 26 to 29.
Enjoy up to 70% off on great selections from your favorite brands. Use your credit card and avail the 0% interest on 3 months installments. Plus, a chance to win an iPad 2 when you use your ATM card. So come on over from August 26 to 29 at the SM Mega Trade Hall and dress up your kids in the best for less from Ginger Snap, Barbie, Fletcher, Elf, Mobley, Hot Wheels, Jack, Moose Gear, Mossimo Kids, Harry Winkle, Beverly Hills Polo Pops, Disney Baby, Maui and Son, Houdini, Grizzly, Darlington, Bellabelle.
For detail, permit number A30596, series of 2011.
Are you adventurous enough to try something new? Are you cool enough for some sizzling fun? Are you strong enough to party all night long? Para sa'yo ang new The Bar Citrus Tequila. May citrus flavor kaya suave ang lasa. 70 proof strong so you can party harder.
But are you 18 years old or above?
Party harder with new The Bar Citrus Tequila. Shoot with lime and salt. Drink moderately.
Last time, we gave you 500 reasons to get a tattoo MiFi stick. This time, we're giving you 1,000 reasons to buy it. That's right. You can get the tattoo MiFi stick at 1,000 pesos off. At only 3,995 pesos and speeds of up to 3.6 Mbps, get ultimate value for money. Tattoo MiFi. Cost less, connects to more friends and devices. Tattoo. Live without limits.
Log in to tattoo.globe.com.ph, call 730-1010 or visit a Globe store. Per DTI NCR permit number 5807, series of 2011. Promo period is from August 6 to November 3, 2011. Minimum GPRS speed of 3.6 Mbps is 12 to 48 kbps.
It's that time of the year again for the Guess Nationwide Sale. Receive the most fashionable products at the best prices from Guess boutiques in the country. Get the Guess wardrobe you've always dreamed of with the Guess Nationwide Sale. Promo runs from July 29 to September 4. For DTI NCR permit number 6752, series of 2011.
Wow, ganda ng blouse. Pero ano mas bagay? Red or black?
Ma'am, bilhin nyo na both. Parehong bagay eh.
Pag binili ko ba yung isa, libre na yung isa?
Libre? Kaloka si ma'am.
Girl, bihira na ang libre ngayon. Pero sa Myra Vita White, pwede. Pag bumili ka ng isa, may libre ka pang isang Myra Vita White Facial Moisturizer.
Ka dyan. Myra Vita White na lang ang bibilin ko. Dahil pag pumuti ako, kahit ano, bagay!
Get youthful white with Myra Vita White Buy One Take One Promo. Bili na! From Unilab. Per DOH FDA Permit Number 0966 Series of 2011. Promo period is from August to September 2011.
Accent Micro and PC Live. Thanks a million 15th year anniversary promo. With a minimum purchase of 5,000 pesos of any IT product or gadget. Entitles you to one raffle coupon. And only has a chance to be the winner of the following minor prizes. Cell phones. Acer Iconia Tab. HP Notebook, trip to Boracay, Canon EOS camera, or the major prize, the Hyundai Accent Sedan. So what are you waiting for? Visit any Accent Micro or PC Live branches nationwide. Promo period is from August 1 to September 30, 2011. Draw date is on October 14, 2011. See posters and print ads for more details. For DTI NCR permit number 5269, series of 2011. Accent Micro. It's time to have IT. PC Live. We bring you the future.
Goodness of Vitamilk Soy Milk, now at your nearest supermarket and convenience store outlets. Also available in Choco Shake flavor.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Hey, we're back on the program here at 8:43 on this Thursday morning. Some announcements, and then we're going to get to the good stuff, baby. The industry secrets.
Oh, yes. Before the industry secrets, I want to tell you my secret when it comes to shopping. Mm-hmm. Grace, I always go for the quality. You know, a lot of things, they try to give you the promos and vignettes because they don't really have a quality product. Of course, you want to go with a reputation and trustworthy companies. And you know that not just by hearsay, but because they have proven themselves over the years. And they have quality endorsers or your friends that you know that recommend it. This is just like buying food or, you know, chicken. Bounty Fresh maintains stringent quality standards, which assures food safety for me and my son. Of course. Yes. And they have a state-of-the-art dressing plant, clean, well-kept environments for the chickens, and innovative approaches, revolutionizing the local poultry business. And not to be very boastful or anything like that, but the first Philippine company to win the Asian Livestock Industry Award is Bounty Fresh because of their dressing plants and clean and well-kept environment for their chickens. You know, they have free-range chickens also. Also, all natural, no added hormones and no added steroids. It's triple washed before being sealed at the plant. First vacuum-packed chicken in the country, so you know that it's safe, it's going to be delicious, and you can serve it to your family without having to worry about contamination. Yes, it assures that you're the only person, Grace, that can touch your chicken. Yes, that's right. Bounty Fresh vacuum-packed chicken is available in all leading supermarkets and Chicks to Go outlets. Yes.
All right.
Okay, saying good morning to Gian and his wife, Priscelle. They're tuned in right now. Good morning to you guys. And don't forget, this Friday, it's going to be Innovation Black at God's Kitchen happening at the World Trade Center. Big Fish Radio, of course, and Magic 89.9 bringing you that. And we'll see you there. If you want to find out more about the event, you can look up BigFishManila.com.
All right, here we go. Let's get to these calls. 6310899. We're talking about industry secrets. Do you work in a field, in a business, at a job where you're hiding things from the public?
If you want to be scared, scare us.
That's right. Tell us the truth. Tell us what's going on. It is your duty as a human being.
Yeah. And a citizen of this country.
Remember, no brands. Do not mention the brands.
Do not name the brands.
Because we can't put you on air.
Hello, baby. What's up?
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
And what industry? I'm fine. Thank you for asking. What industry?
Right. We're in the gasoline station industry.
You all own right. A gasoline station?
Yes.
A very is it one of the big groups, the big companies, the big three?
Yes.
Oh,
one
no.
One of them.
Oh,
but
no.
The way it works is you really just own one station or two or three, depending on what you
right, you buy. Right, you buy the name.
You buy the name.
Franchise. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty
solid.
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys do in the gas station that you own, you sons
of
bees?
Know.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, what an evil laugh.
What do you got? Come on.
All right, so basically, you know how when you go to a gasoline station, you know, fill her up, bultang, yeah. Whatever, right?
Bultang!
So, bultang, yeah. Diba? Yeah. If you really want to be Filipino about it, bultang. Yeah. All right, so you really have to specify what level.
What does
what
that
do
mean?
What level? Isn't full tank what? Just full tank? Sagad or automatic? Was that you? Automatic lang?
No, that's different. When you say level, that's the level of speed. That's the speed with which the tank is filled.
Like, if you squeeze it harder or longer, but I'm
that's
like...
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, I got you. Meaning, when you say level one, level two, level three, the speed in which the gasoline goes into the vehicle...
Yes,
and it's dictated by how much pressure is put on the trigger.
Pretty much it, yeah.
Okay,
pretty
right.
Much
so
it.
What should we do and what should we not do?
Always specify level one and pretend like you know what the hell you're talking about.
Level well, we
one.
Know what we're talking about now, thanks to you.
What is level one?
You level
one
is the lightest.
Level one
lightest.
Is the slowest.
The slowest, right.
It's the slowest speed. And when you do that,
you
actually get more gas in the car and not air. You see the valves?
Yes. Yeah.
We'll still show the same liter. We'll still show you, of course, the same corresponding amount. Mm-hmm. But... you really don't get as much when it's level three.
How much do you save, or how much is being wasted?
Well, it really depends on how big the tank is.
Right. Okay. But for a lot of cars out there, not unleaded, the big engines, I'm sure it would make a difference.
Yeah, you're talking about anywhere between 10-15%.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
10-15%?
That's like $700 for me.
Yeah. Your car.
You know what, I would like to apologize.
Yeah, you better apologize, woman.
Yeah, you better set it automatic on level one.
Are you married?
How can you prove that it's on level one?
Am I married? No, yeah. I'm not married, but my boyfriend is very happy.
Damn it.
I'm not married, but my boyfriend is.
I'm not gay, my boyfriend. All right.
Well, how can you tell, though, that it's full tank on level one? My proof, but...
Well, it will stop automatically, yeah. Right? That's when they ask you sagad or automatic,
no, no,
right?
No. I mean, how can you tell that
level
one?
Why don't you go out of your vehicle and go, ako na lang mapipindot na level one. And
no.
You just
all you have to do is look very serious and say level one lang. That's all you have to do.
Really?
Okay. And you'll know because of the speed. The speed. Yeah, and the speed that the car fills up is much slower.
Exactly.
But it's worth the 700 to 1,000 pesos you save. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
My uncle used to tell me this all the time because he worked for an oil company. It's like level one. Yeah. But I know there was actually like levels.
All right.
I would always be in a hurry.
I don't want to stay there any longer than I have to.
Diba? It smells.
All right. Let's go. Let's go. Keep it going. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
No? Good. Move. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What industry?
Fast food.
Fast food. One of the major ones?
Yeah.
Fantastic. What's up?
They nagsiserve sila ng ano, kami noon. Mga leftover fries.
Leftover fries. Is that directed to you by the manager? Or that's just you being a delinquent piece of dick?
Hindi. Utos din siya.
Utos
why?
Utos ng taas? Talaga? Well, because it's just French fries. The thing is, you get like 40 of them. What's one or two or three or four that are a day and a half old? You won't even know.
Ano daw? Para daw,
Hmm? Masarap doon, hindi masayang.
Yun nga. Tapos may ketchup pa. So the ketchup dilutes how nasty it is. And
oh,
all right. And you do this all the time?
Oh. Tapos yung sa gravy, di ba dapat magagawa ka na ng bagong gravy pag
nare-resist din. Oh, I hate you people.
No
all right.
Wonder it gets tastier.
So, but let me ask you, are you laughing the whole time you're doing this? Or you're like, kawawa naman mga tao?
Pero kawawa din. Walang magagawa. Utos yun.
Yeah. All right, at least you have a heart about it. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
By the way, we all eat there.
I know.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Mark.
Mark, what industry?
Car industry.
Always a very popular industry secret. What happened in the cars?
Well, when you buy brand new ones and when you have it checked again after 1,000 and after 5,000, they don't really change the oil.
That's not true.
That's true.
Why wouldn't they change the oil? Oh, because the oil's still good for another 5,000.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
It's like, why change the oil after 1,000 when it's perfectly fine that it can last another 9,000?
Actually, it's they don't really change the oil, but they charge it from you.
Major company?
Yeah.
All of you guys do it?
Huh.
All of us.
Oh, I hate you people.
And there's one more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing about it. Just be careful of what you take whenever you buy brand new ones, because there was this time I was supposed to deliver a unit I won't say the brand.
Okay, the brand new car. Okay,
it's a brand new car, and when I was just about to deliver it, someone bumped it inside the dealer.
Yeah.
Major thing, but they just repaired it.
Yeah.
They didn't change it into a brand new one.
Yeah, it seems like that would happen. All right. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye.
Asshole.
Well, you know what? I don't feel so bad, though.
I can't believe you just said that.
Asshole.
There's a YouTube kid.
Did you watch that in, what's that movie?
What he was talking about, and even the gas person, that's more just for entertainment's sake. Like, we're not really scared. Right? It's not like planes falling out of the sky, which really scares. Those are pharmaceuticals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Eric.
Eric, what do you got?
Yung mga sinasabi naman nila, common na eh.
Common na yan, pare. Habang ko eh.
Very controversial ba yung sa'yo?
Hindi na industry secret yun.
O, sige.
What do you have?
Anong meron sa'yo? Go.
Yeah.
Oh, impress mo kami.
Yeah, go.
No, nag-comment lang ako din.
You know, ikaw, diyan ang comment mo palagi. Every week when we do this, you say the same thing. Everybody knows
naman,
that.
Hindi naman, ngayon ulit ako tumawag.
Nah. I know you're...
Gusto ko lang kayong
i-cream ng yan ang alarm namin. Whenever you call, it goes off. So just stop talking because every time you talk na...
Wait. Let me ask you, why do you listen to our show then?
Stop listening to our show.
Siyempre, idol kita mo eh.
All right. Good boy. All right. Good job.
Hey, good boy. All
right. Tawa ka araw-araw.
I find you...
I don't want him to call
him. Your wisdom very unique.
Wisdom.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I appreciate
that.
Knowledge. Yeah. Wisdom.
Up here, buddy. Up here.
Okay.
See, right, these are your minions.
Now he has wisdom.
Sige. Oops. Ingat.
Bye. You don't want to have a minion like that.
Oops.
Oh, man na naman yung mga yan.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What industry?
Paper making.
Paper making, that's something new.
Like wig hair.
As a newspaper?
Yeah, tissue care.
Tissue paper.
I don't class.
Who uses paper anymore?
Tissue paper.
Oh, tissue paper? Ay, yung pangpuet.
Tissue paper, yeah.
Go.
Pangpuet.
Yeah, the one you use in the bathroom?
Oh.
Or in the napkin restaurants?
Recycled tie.
Yeah, that's recycled shit.
Oh, I can't you say, that. Say that. And are you effing kidding me? What do you mean it's recycled S?
You cannot say that.
They put diaper, you know?
Oh my god.
No, they don't. You're so
Yes,
you're
they do.
Such a lot.
They put some kind of chemical.
What, like
it.
Used baby diapers? Is that what you're saying? They recycle that to make tissue?
Wait.
Time out. When you say they, you don't say you, meaning you don't work for them.
I don't know. I don't work for them anymore.
So
I used to work for them.
How do they use the recycled diaper. Paano?
It goes into pulper, so it's mixed up.
Oh yeah,
so
but that's recycled paper, like everything, like you mga.
Yeah, everything mixed.
But yeah, but did you know in Singapore they recycle pee and make it into drinkable water?
What?
No way.
Are you serious? You guys don't know this?
I don't want to know these things.
You don't know that in Singapore...
I thought Korea recycling our Han River water to make it into bottled drinkable water.
No, was pretty... Flush the thing and then it's recycled into drinkable.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, hello.
Since when?
I was being sarcastic. Dude. All the water we drink, like it's sewer water and then they clean it.
I drink bottled water.
Then you drink it, yeah.
Oh, but it's still the same.
It's put in a bottle.
Like, so paper, it's any old paper.
You guys don't know this?
I know that.
I'm not looking at you, dumbass.
We're just looking at me.
What?
We're just looking at me.
I mean, because there's a camera here, and I'm looking at Grace's chest, and I look at something else.
Not?
You guys don't know this.
I know.
That's why we are the smart one.
Yeah. Like, how direct, like, how
much of it?
I mean, are you saying, like, what level? Like that? The flow chart.
Peeing out of my flesh Twinkie, peeing into this thing, it goes into this thing, and recycles, and comes out as water.
Okay, because, for example, like, the Han River, fine, there might be some kind of pee that got mixed in. And if it got...
No,
if
Grace,
it got
I am peeing into a
I know,
funnel,
exactly.
into
that
a machine.
So no way.
Yeah. Singapore la. Hello?
Bye-bye la.
Hello?
Yes.
Another thing, if you buy a tissue paper, make sure it's yellowish in color, so that it's virgin pulp.
Is this being recycled with diapers?
White,
and you want us to get the yellowish color?
If the tissue paper is yellowish in color,
what does that mean?
It comes from the virgin pulp in the tree itself.
No, but you know the thing is, there's nothing wrong with recycled paper.
If you buy white, most of the manufacturers don't put biocide on it.
All right. We're out of here. Thanks, man. Bye. Thank you.
Don't we have, like, showbiz industry secrets?
We have people tweeting me from Singapore going, oh, my God, what? I don't know about this. You don't know about this? Ask the guy on the street.
They just spat out their water.
Hello? Industry secrets. Who's this?
Oh, this is Ralph.
Ralph, what industry are we looking at here, bud?
Construction, dude.
Construction, the scary ones. What do you got? Go.
Well, you know the cement?
Yep.
May apog yun eh. Alam mo ba yung apog?
What's apog?
No, help.
Well, apog is like lesser quality of...
amag yun.
Hindi, amag. Parang ano siya eh, parang powder like lang siya na mukha rin siyang semento.
Oh, it's the yeah. Okay,
parang naglalagay lang siya ng pulveron. Parang
ganun, di ba?
Okay, tapos?
So, yung isang sako ng semento, 30% noon is apog.
How do you know this?
Well,
apog is limestone, about limestone.
How do you know this?
Oh, well, my friend is an owner of a construction company.
Okay.
So,
we usually don't take this kind of information third-hand, but fine.
But,
okay.
You know, public service, dude. Yeah. They do business, but, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, if earthquake happens...
you're going to die.
Yeah. Well, yung mga contact nila, yung mga engineer nila na kumukuha sa kanila, mga big time yung mga building na ginagawa eh.
All right, Chopper, you're dead.
Serious.
All right.
For so many things.
Yes. All right, thank you.
All right,
bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
So the building is going to crumble, and the air conditioning is killing you at all at the same time.
I know, right?
Why are you bad, Philippine?
You're drinking urine and wiping your face with poo.
That's right.
Okay.
Hello?
What's going on?
Good to know.
Yeah. Why are you bad, Philippines? Who is this?
Hello, Puma.
Puma.
Hi.
Yes.
What industry?
Hi. In aviation industry.
Oh, I love it. And how do you know this, please, before we get into
working.
It? Working where? With an airline?
Yeah, airplane.
As what? As an aircraft engineer?
Oh, it's, ano, kapag, di ba, pag, siyempre, kapag sapay ka ng aeroplano, di ba? Kami mga flight steward, siyempre, pag nagkaka-problema, hindi namin sinasabi yun. Like, for example, the landing gear, kapag ayaw bumaba.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to us kapag... Gagawin muna namin ang paraan yun para, try namin yung best namin para maayos. Pero pag wala, saka pa lang namin sasabihin yun.
Do you work for a specific airline?
Yes.
Hold on.
Don't say it on air.
What airline? Yeah, it's just you and me. No one hears us. Go.
Yes, oh,
I knew it. That's why I never fly that. That's why when I flew that airline once, I thought I was going to die.
I think you said this before. What was it?
Joseph and I were praying. We don't even believe in God. We're praying. Thanks, man. Get away. Bye.
That just, I know, like, crashed the other day. Like, flight got canceled. Because
the other day.
May nag-crash na plane noon.
All right. We got to take a commercial break. I want to thank everyone for the industry. Oh, speaking of going, you both of you are out of town this weekend, right?
I'm going to Boracay tomorrow.
Grace, back Sunday.
No, I'm here. Oh, I have work.
All right. I thought you guys were all going.
What airline?
Oh, we have so many calls coming in, but we can't take anymore.
We're still running overtime.
Yeah, we're running overtime. Taking a break back after this. We will wrap up the show in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Good times with Mo Twister, Mojo Jojo, Grace Lee, and Angelic Copter.
Magic 89.9.
Isa ka ba sa mga taong sa mall, nabubuhay, sa stairs, tumatambay? Para makasurf ng libreng Wi-Fi? Isa ka ba sa mga nagwa-Wi-Fi sa coffee shop? Bibili lang na isang cup para mag-upload ng pic na Photoshop. Isa ka ba sa mga kumakabit sa Wi-Fi ng kapitbahay na mabait para makachat kahit saglit? Isa ka ba sa mga ito? Bumili ka na sariling broadband mo. Mahal ba ka mo? Di na ngayon, pare ko. May new Bro Starter Plugit na. 995 lang siya. Nationwide coverage na up to 2 Mbps pa. Kaya get one now. Wow.
Smart. Let's make life extraordinary. Visit smart.com.ph/bro for info.
Do all high-tech things come at a bloody high price? Not your digital TV broadcast. From 4,200 pesos, your Signal prepaid SD kit plan 390s, now only 2,990 pesos. Not just that, you also get 4 months worth of load, your favorite channels, and many more, all in digital quality. May over 1,200 pesos na discount ka na, may 4 months load ka pa sa prepaid SD kit plan 390 mo. Kaya subscribe ka na sa Signal. 100% digital, 100% clear. Log on to signal.tv or see flyers for more details. Promo until August 27, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 4281 series of 2011.
Experience Pinoy rock music at its best. On its fifth year, Tandwai Rum Rock Fest gives you the country's biggest rock concert yet. Featuring three generations of Pinoy rock.
Chico Sa, Kamikaze,
Rocha Nieldo,
Wolfgang,
Paco of Intervoice,
Rico Blanco,
Green Department,
The Dog,
Tropical Depression,
Rock 9,
The UCOT,
Submarine,
October
14, 2011, at the Mall of Asia Concert Ground. The story continues. Dwight Rum Rock Fest Year 5. Rock on, Filipinas.
Drink responsibly.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. This way for the elite members of Philippine Airlines Mabuhay Miles. Thank you.
Travel like a jet setter with your Mabuhay Miles World MasterCard. The only card tied up with a Philippine Airlines Mabuhay Miles Elite Membership Card, which lets you enjoy additional 10 kilograms free luggage allowance, priority check-in, and many more. Plus, access to the exclusive Mabuhay Lounge. With a low conversion rate of 33 pesos to a mile, you'll reach your 5-star destinations quicker.
Ah, now, this is the high life. Call 818-9818 for details.
Sa mundo ng mga text offers, iisa lang ang may kakaibang wakas. From Smart, bago lahat text only 25. Ang unlimited text to all networks. Na ngayon, mas pinatindi pa ng free 10 minutes of calls.
It's all under control.
25 pesos lang.
Message sent. To all.
Kaya text LTU25 to 2266 now. Dito ka na sa leader in wireless. Smart.
Calls are consumable smart to smart. Available to smart prepaid subscribers. Offer valid for 1 day. 1 peso balance must be maintained. Read flyers for details. Promo runs until November 30, 2011. Per DTI NCR permit number 6512 series of 2011.
I want to be my best all day. That's why I take B-Complex for energy.
Do you think that's enough? You need a complete multivitamin. Centrum. Centrum is complete from A to zinc. Contains all the vitamins and minerals your body needs, giving you more than just energy, but also immunity, stamina, brain vitality.
Woo! And so much more!
Take Centrum. Complete from A to zinc. Multivitamins plus minerals is the generic name of Centrum.
Get multi-benefits from your multivitamin so you can be your best every day.
Huwag malulungkot, huwag mangangamba sa mga pagsubok, mayroon kang kasama.
PCSO, Pusong Pilipino, Pusong Panalo.
Tangkilikin natin ng Lotto, Sweepstakes and Small Town Lottery ng PCSO para buong bayan panalo.
This is Ray Rubio of Greyhound.
And I am Ian Tayo Fila Baliw.
Inviting all amateur rock bands to join
Red Horse Beer Pabantang Music Laban.
Now in its 13th year, this is Pinoy Rock. Auditions now till September 30. 1 million worth of prizes awaits the winner. Log on to www.redhorsebeer.com for details.
Laban ka?
Sali na!
Red Horse.
18 pataas na. Drink moderately.
Laban ka? Mag-audition na sa studio ng Slapshot at Mayonnaise. At baka ikaw na ang maging susunod na Red Horse Rock Band. Log on sa www.redhorsebeer.com for more schedules and details.
The Ultimate Night Race is back September 23 to 25. The 2011 Formula One Singtel Singapore Grand Prix brings you thrilling race action and performances including Linkin Park, Shakira, Rick Astley, Shaggy, Therese, Massive Attack's Daddy G in 3D, Suits Mambo Jumbo, and Boy George Live presented by Avalon. Tickets for less than 1,400 pesos. Log on to singaporegp.sg to buy now.
The race is on. Get your tickets now and see your favorite F1 drivers in action. Log on to singaporegp.sg.
Pre, ganda ng bagong sailboat ng boss ko.
Wala yan sa yacht ng boss ko.
Oh, spell yacht.
Ay, tama ka nga. Mas maganda yung sailboat ng boss mo.
New Cobra Smart Energy Drink. Only Cobra Smart has ginkgo biloba, plus enhanced levels of taurine and inositol, which help boost brain activity to improve mental focus, alertness, and memory. Now that's Brainergy by Cobra Smart.
Pero mas maganda yung Porsche ng boss ko.
Spell Porsche.
And BMW pala.
Get Brainergy and stay ahead in school and at work with Cobra Smart. Available at 7-Eleven, Ministop, Mercury Drug, and leading supermarkets nationwide.
Isa ka ba sa mga taong sa mall, nabubuhay?